Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
We are a couple dudes. I like to sit around, drink novelty beverages, and talk a little bit about Alex Jones.
That's pretty much what we do. Dan?
Today, because everyone loves the novelty beverage.
Dan. We've
been getting a lot of people in the chat room saying,
Dan?
What is the novelty beverage? We
Dan.
Address it up top. This is Bell's Two-Hearted Ale. Jordan. What's up?
I love the chat room being like, fucking stick to the rules, assholes!
It's become a thing where there's, like, chants that get going of, like, what's the beverage? And so, I don't want to...
Well, Dan, what's the hook? What's the hook?
The hook.
What's the hook?
The hook is a 1993 song by John Popper and his rock and roll outfit called Blues Traveler.
Okay, okay.
Also, it is that I know a lot about
Could
Alex
Could you hum a few bars?
The hook brings you back. That's not humming. I know a lot about Alex Jones. You know nothing about him.
Not at all.
And therein we find our fun. Welcome back. Welcome back to everyone listening. We're thrilled to be here. I've been chomping at the bit.
You've been texting me like a giddy schoolgirl for the past couple of days, just
somewhat.
Like, I need to do a show. I need to do a show.
That wasn't so much that. I almost had a panic attack listening to Alex yesterday because of some shit he was getting into and how much I wanted to talk about it.
Right.
And so you were busy last night. We couldn't do it. And actually, I'm thrilled that you couldn't do it, as it turns out.
Yes.
Because having the context of today added into yesterday's show makes the narrative so much more robust.
Perfect.
So we're actually...
So then in that case, we are going to put another one in the apologies to Jordan, you're right column. I think we're going to go into Jordan, you're right column.
Nah, this is circumstance, if anything. But something I am going to put a check in the column of is people I'd like to say thank you to.
Fantastic transition. God damn it, Dan.
I'd like to give a shout out to a couple new donators. What's going on out there? Congratulations on becoming a policy wonk. Eric?
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Eric. Thank you.
We appreciate it oh so very much.
If this is Eric Schmidt, CEO of Google, you have to tell us.
He has to offboard a little money.
Yeah.
Also, I'd like to give a shout out to another donor, Jason, who was a donator before and bumped it up. He is a foreign policy wonk.
Oh,
but
shit.
I unfortunately forgot to load up that sound effect.
God damn it.
So he, though only a foreign policy wonk, will be getting the salutation of a technocrat.
I'm a policy wonk.
4 stars. Go home to your mother and tell her you're brilliant.
Someone sodomite sent me a bucket of poop.
Daddy Shark. Bom, 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 bom. Jar Jar Binks has a Caribbean black accent.
He's a loser little titty baby.
I don't want to hate black people. I renounce Jesus Christ.
Fair enough. So, Jordan.
Oh, God.
Good times.
Oh, Dan.
If you would like to become...
Sorry, I'm too happy after that.
If you would like to become a policy wonk and trigger sound effects like that, you may do so by going to our website, knowledgefight.com, and clicking support the show. We would really appreciate it. And little update, we had set out that we needed to try and bump up the donations to by $100 by the end of the month, starting on January 1st. And we are definitely on track to do that.
Really?
And I really appreciate everyone chipping in. And if you'd like to keep that train rolling, we can hit this goal.
And it's only January 12th?
11th, as we're recording this.
All right, well, shit. We're only a third of the way through the month.
Yeah, and we're ahead of track, let's say. A little bit ahead of track. So we really, really appreciate it. It makes a big difference. And, at the end of the month, if we hit our goal, we will start breaking down Endgame, Alex Jones's dog shit documentary.
We're going to do a 12 and a half hour long episode.
It will be devastating. I have found a couple of things. I've read like 6 books and I've only covered 10 minutes of the documentary.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
For real. Now I don't want to reach the goal because I want all of that work to have been for nothing,
Dan.
Oh,
boy, that'll be depressing.
I'm a cruel man.
That would be very cruel. Jordan.
Yeah,
so,
you don't have to listen to the show if you don't like it. Just donate a little bit more so we can all hear those drops.
And so Dan can lose his mind.
Yeah, it's a altruism. That's what it is.
So Jordan,
yes.
Like I told you, we will be going over today events that transpired on the January 10th and January 11th of 2018 episodes.
Indeed, you're
of
stoked.
The Alex Jones Show. But
what
we're really going to be going over Because I'm going to skip a lot of the bullshit. Like, on the 11th, Joe Arpaio was on.
Right.
And I don't want you to scream for half an hour about how he's a monster.
Probably not a good idea. I believe the last time Arpaio made an appearance on this podcast, it did not go well for me.
Didn't go great. You almost threw up.
Yeah. No, that's right. I took my headphones off
we had to break.
Yeah, we had to break.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But he's on because he's running for Congress. And
yeah, I saw that.
Not great.
I saw that.
Not great. And so the other thing that happened was Project Veritas. James O'Keefe came on because they had an undercover investigation of Twitter and how Twitter Twitter is shadow banning conservatives.
Sure.
And so they played the video, and it's the softest fucking shit I've ever seen in my life. It's very clear from the context of these interviews that they have that they're secretly recording. Like, there's just a guy who's explaining what shadow banning is. And then at the end of the clip that they play that they forgot to cut out, the guy says, I don't know if Twitter even does that anymore.
Right.
It's like, what?
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
All right.
And then there was another one.
That only adds to the mystery. See, because of course he had to say that. He's got plausible deniability. They don't tell him that anymore.
But what I'm saying is James O'Keefe should have cut that out.
Of course he should have. But that's why he's a genius.
He's crafty.
Even when he's forgetting what to do to make him say, he's bad at this.
It's
terrible.
How
do these guys still do that?
I don't know. So, but that's a lot of the bullshit that's going on the episodes. We're not going to talk about that because we need to talk about a more robust issue. It's something that is being, I can expose, I think, pretty clearly through these two episodes.
Right.
And that is that Alex Jones has what I would officially call has lost his mind.
Okay. I see now. I thought it was going to be that Jar Jar Binks did not have a Caribbean black accent.
And Alex Jones' issue is his first retraction.
We are really going to get into how racist Transformers is, right? That's what we're
going to
do.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Look, so here's the deal. Alex has lost his mind.
Yes.
And we've said this a lot of times. We've said a lot of times that this is the point where Alex has lost his mind. But I think he's lost his mind in a very specific Alex Jonesy way.
He's become reasonable.
No.
He's renounced all of his previous statements, and he has decided that now is the time to open up a small independent bookstore.
No. Although that would be interesting. It would be an angry-ass bookstore where no one reads anything. Just be reading covers.
All of the books would just be empty on the. It would just be book jackets.
He wouldn't even have the hardcovers. He sells empty spines of books.
Yeah, exactly.
So in order to explain what I mean by this, I believe that one of the defining characteristics of Alex Jones is jealousy and pettiness and bitterness. And I think that Alex has become aware of the conspiracy world outside of himself.
Okay.
And he's starting to lose his mind.
All right.
Because he's being outdone.
Okay.
And this will flesh out as we go along.
Okay.
But my first piece of evidence that I'm going to present and to provide context that will inform the rest of this episode, I have to take you back to 2017. I have to take you back.
Can we not?
To a special report that Alex Jones recorded on Christmas Eve that I somehow missed in the shuffle because, I don't know, I don't watch all of his special reports.
Okay.
He insinuates that he's recording this at 3 in the morning.
I'm guessing that's not true.
It's unclear because he says that Rob Dew is there, and he's like, Rob Dew is the kind of guy who you can call at 3 in the morning and he'll come down to the studio. He might have just been saying that as a general thing.
Right.
Or he does keep looking at his watch. So it is in the, you know, it's late.
It's late.
His wife.
Are they in Mountain Standard Time or are they in
it's
Central?
It's an hour earlier than Central.
It's an hour earlier?
So it's Mountain. Right?
Yeah, Mountain Time. Yeah.
So he's there.
Sorry, I just wanted to clarify for our listeners.
He says that his wife is there with him. Like, she's waiting outside.
Uh-huh.
Rob Dew's wife and kid are there and waiting.
Right.
And so it's like, oh, this is depressing.
This is the worst Christmas ever. Alex Jones is a shitty version of Ebenezer Scrooge, and I never thought I could say that.
It's very depressing.
Yeah.
And so here is the first clip of why he decided to come into the studio on Christmas Eve to record a special live broadcast.
Okay.
It's Christmas Eve, and I have come into the office to stream this emergency transmission on YouTube and Facebook because if this doesn't get major attention, and if this doesn't break through into the public's psyche, the globalists have a decent chance of killing the president in the next 2 weeks, and taking over the media, using the emergency alert system.
All right, I'm listening.
The kill switch that's still in place to really bring this country into a civil emergency, is what they'll call it, but it's really martial law. Now, in the last few months, I have followed, but never really spoken of, QAnonymous. And a lot of what QAnon has said, I already had gotten separately from my White House sources, my Pentagon sources, my CIA sources.
Nope.
And folks know we have amazing sources.
Sure. Those sources are, in fact, QAnon, and he just had to make it look like, if he gives those three examples, like, oh, I got them from my White House sources, the FBI sources, the CIA sources, that really means like, fuck, I did not have this shit at all.
And I've got to play from behind now, because this has taken over the internet.
I have to already have known about this.
For everyone who doesn't know, I've done a bunch of looking into this, and it's not really worth too much of a discussion, but QAnon is another one of these accounts that is posting cryptic messages and stuff like that, trying to get people to think that they have inside information.
Right, right.
This is something that's existed on 4chan.
Bigfoot is in the White House.
Well, there's so many accounts that have existed on Reddit and on 4chan over the years that have been like FBI Anon and like all these people who just play around as if they have insider access. And so
it's like creepypasta.
Right. And this is another one. Okay. And so what's going on here is that Alex is the king of conspiracies, right? Historically, for the last 20 years, he's been on the radio, and he is the king of conspiracies.
He's the most, I would say, the most popular conspiracy theorist.
He's the Walmart of conspiracy theories.
There
and
you go.
And for the last couple months, he's been pitching this narrative where this guy named Zach comes on over the phone, who's an FBI intelligence agent who's feeding him information like they were shooting from helicopters at the Las Vegas shooting and shit like that. And he's not getting a lot of traction. But QAnon is.
Okay.
To the point where Rob Due has interviewed people who moderate the subreddit about QAnon.
God.
And so Alex,
if you're a troll on the QAnon, god damn it, if you don't get that, are you shitting me? I get to fuck with Alex Jones directly? Yes. 100% interview me.
Alex cannot handle the fact that he's being outdone by random people fucking around on Facebook. Or on Reddit and 4chan.
Yeah.
So to the point where even fucking Jerome Corsi is basically writing a book online decoding QAnon's messages. Alex feels betrayed.
I love it.
He is losing it.
I love it.
And so here is a clip where I think it really demonstrates his true feelings about the situation.
Zach is who he says he is, and here he is on the show, and it's only got 44,000 views. Again, some little comment about QAnon gets a million. That's great. This guy's real. This guy's known to us, who he is. There's TV programs with him in it, his voice, his face. We've talked to him.
Saved by the
Bell.
He's
on. He gives us this stuff exclusively. And he's had to leave the country to give you this information. This is the real QAnon.
So he's...
Wait, what?
He's saying that QAnon isn't real, but mine is. Mine is.
Right.
Mine
course,
is real.
Of course.
My hoax is real, and I'm furious that it's not more successful than the one that's on 4chan. God, this is making me so mad. Why didn't I get on board with this immediately?
It's like in The Last Jedi whenever Yoda says to Luke that the fate of the teacher is for their students to outdo them.
Right. I guess.
I'm going to make as many Star Wars The Last Jedi references tonight as I can.
I haven't seen
it. I want to see it again. Do you want to go?
We can go.
All right. Let's end this podcast.
Hey, guys. If you want to check us out, we're on knowledgeroy.com.
Hey, guys. If you want to check us out, we'll be at the movie theater watching The Last Jedi.
So in this next clip, again, from Christmas Eve.
If we get $300, we'll do a breakdown of The Last Jedi.
So... No, we won't. In this next clip, Alex Jones, in trying to get authenticity for his hoax guy, his intelligence fake guy, what he accidentally does in this clip is very clearly out who this guy is, if he's real.
Of course.
One of those sources is public. His name's Zach. and we know who he is. He's a famous former member of Army Special Operations and the whole Joint Forces operation out of Florida. And he is part Muslim. His mother was Muslim.
That's not a nationality or a thing you can be.
But also a defining characteristic.
Wealthy folks in Morocco, where he is now. And some of the things he said on air were so serious, he was picked up by the FBI and taken to the U.S. military base. He was then released, and he has gone to Morocco, where he believes it's safer for him to be able to even call into the show. I'm probably going to have to get in touch with him today and get him back on for another emergency transmission in the next few days just to go over all this intel.
Is he hiding out with Nick?
A lot of the intel.
Or
now.
No,
obviously
it's Rick.
He's under mass scrutiny. But I have other sources as well that are saying what he's telling me is dead on. So before I get into all of this, I want you to listen to me very, very carefully. Very, very carefully. I don't just go off my intel sources. Sources that have been proven to be right over and over again.
They haven't.
I go
also,
off
shouldn't
of
you?
Watching the globalist and what they're doing in the media.
Pretending.
Now, what does QAnon say? QAnon doesn't even basically say who they are. They just say that they have sources.
That's Anon.
Yeah.
There was a plan in November to take Trump out. Clapper and Brennan and others had signaled this on national television at the Aspen Institute in October.
Right.
We played those
clips. We all know that.
He's going to be taken out in the next month or so, next 2 months, and that it's not going to be judicial. It's not going to be legislative. It's not going to be impeachment. There's a Wolf Blitzer clip. We've played it probably 30 times.
Great. And now I can go look that up. Because you have made a bunch of defining characteristics. It is at the Aspen Institute. It is Clapper and Brennan together with Wolf Blitzer. I have found this clip. Actually, I found it on Alex Jones's channel.
It doesn't seem like it'd be hard to find if you keep saying it.
I found a video that he put out himself called Former CIA Director Calls for Coup Against Trump. And now here, let's listen to what Alex plays of the clip.
But this is where the work of Robert Mueller is critical to our future as a country, because in some respects, we're a government and a nation in crisis right now.
You have confidence in the special counsel?
Absolutely.
You both worked with him for a long time when he was head of the FBI.
Absolutely. That was an inspired choice.
They don't come any better.
And nobody better than Bob Mueller, who is a straight shooter and will not be intimidated by anything.
And if he's fired by Mr. Trump or is tempted to be fired by Mr. Trump, I really hope that our members of Congress, our elected representatives, are going to stand up and say enough is enough and stop making apologies and excuses for things that are happening that really flout, I think, our system of laws and government here.
When you say enough is enough, if he's fired, and he's the president of the United States, so he could tell Rosenstein to fire him if he wants. But if he's fired, what would you want Congress to do?
Paul Ryan to hang him.
Well, first of all, I think it's the obligation of some executive branch officials to refuse to carry out some of these orders that, again, are inconsistent with what this country is all about. But I would just hope that this is not going to be a partisan issue, that Republicans and Democrats are going to see that the future of this country is at stake, and there needs to be some things done for the good of the future.
You fucking idiot.
That's Brennan.
So that's all the clip that Alex plays on this former CIA director calls for a coup against Trump. He doesn't.
Yeah, he called for a coup.
No, he absolutely didn't.
No,
there's nothing there.
That if Trump technically does not break the law, however, completely destroys any possibility of believing that he is not colluding with Russia
right.
by firing his second person investigating him for obstruction of justice, then it's a good idea for Congress to overthrow the government with an armed coup, right? I think that's what he said.
So now, but you see what's going on here. You see that Alex is saying that QAnon and Zach, his guy, had said that there was a plot to overthrow Trump in November, which is indicated by this Clapper.
Right.
But it's not even Clapper. That was John Brennan at the Aspen Institute having a talk about overthrowing Trump, which they weren't doing. None of this makes sense. It's all just random bullshit.
Right.
And making connections where they aren't. But it gets worse.
Do you think Wolf Blitzer understands words?
Probably. At least, are you implying that he's a literal wolf? I'm not entirely sure what you're trying to say.
Maybe. I think he's just an idiot.
So it gets weirder. It gets weirder. Here is some information that Alex Jones got from his sources about a now indicted member of the Trump administration.
I don't want to get into things I'm not supposed to get into, but I also want people to understand how real this is.
So real.
Flynn was sent in to the Trump organization by others that didn't want to put themselves on the radar and was basically asked to go in and do this because everybody else was
scared. Do what? Crime?
So Flynn was basically...
Flynn, go do crime.
The only guy willing to be the public person of the Resurgence of America organization, the Make America Great Again organization, that actually wants to bring the power back to the country and likes free market and likes religious freedom and, you know, aren't globalist assholes.
So that's not true. But if it were,
not even close to
if it were, what he is describing is a coup. What he's describing should get everyone against a wall.
They sent Flynn into the government in order to commit crimes.
Rendezvous with foreign powers that are hostile in order to take over an election.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? I don't understand. He's a big fan of making America great again, and sometimes that just means you commit an armed coup.
That's absurd.
No.
That is completely absurd. So
it's only mostly absurd.
So QAnon is going on the internet. And guys, I'm going to turn up Alex here. It's tough for us to tell because our headphones don't quite match the output.
Yeah, our headphones are, like, our voices are crazy loud right now, but
yeah.
Alex is down.
Sorry, I've bumped up Alex a little. But so QAnon posts on, or they posted about him, and he or she would post on a subreddit called Calm Before the Storm.
Right.
Which is a reference to that weird comment that Trump made with a bunch of generals when they were having their pictures taken.
Right.
He's like, hey, calm before the storm, gentlemen, or something like that.
Yeah.
Which everyone assumed was in reference to we're about to attack North Korea.
Of course.
Which is probably more accurate to his mentality than, as opposed to it being like, hey, let's get a weird internet meme going. Something like that.
Alex would prefer they posted to his forum, which is called Zach Before the Attack.
Right, exactly. His subreddit would be like, Zach is so real, you guys. Fuck you.
No, for real, though. But, like, for real.
So, in this next clip, Alex really expresses what he thinks about the calm before the storm.
The storm is real. It's called America coming back. It's called InfoWars. It's called electing Trump. It's called fulfilling promises. It's called sovereignty returning.
Give three more examples.
He can't. But he's just saying we're the storm.
Right, of course.
We're what this is all about the whole time. What the fuck is wrong with you? Come on.
Why aren't you guys paying attention to me?
He's so mad.
Guys, come on. Why aren't you paying attention to me? Guys, come on. Listen to me.
He's in a weird place where he's like, I got bit. I got fucking bit by Pizzagate, you guys. Do you understand me? I can't jump on board with this shit. But now he's seeing this, like, completely blow up. And millions of people are, you know, getting mixed up in the QAnon stuff. And it's the hottest thing on the internet. And he's like, fuck, I should have a QAnon shirt by now. What the fuck is wrong with me? I can't handle this. And so he's,
QAnon for Hillary for prison.
Right. So he's furious that it's not more popular. And I'm going over this Christmas Eve stuff because I think it's important to really establish what his mindset is.
Could you explain what the QAnon shit is? Because I have not, I don't know any of it.
I can't.
Okay.
You can find out pretty easily if you just Google it. I've looked into it and I can't explain it.
Okay.
Quite frankly.
Is it just random ass, like, wish fulfillment fantasies? Like that kind of thing?
To a certain degree. We have a lot of, really cryptic, like, vague clues about stuff that if you want to read into after the fact, you could be like, oh my god, he was trying to get us to look at this!
Right, that sort of thing.
That's the sense that I get of a lot of it. Which is the same thing that happens.
And you can donate to them by investing in MaxCoin, actually.
Bitcoin.
They only take MaxCoin.
You know what we should start doing every episode? MaxCoin updates. I think it's currently worth like a tenth of a cent.
A tenth of a cent?
Yeah.
I think now is a good time to get in on the ground floor. Cryptocurrency is going to explode.
Quite frankly, with MaxCoin, now's the time to get out. That's high. So
I lost a lot of tenths of a cent on MaxCoin.
So in this next clip, we get to a prediction that Alex Jones's source, Zach, has made. And again, this was on New Year's Eve, or I'm sorry, Christmas right. Eve. And we can see now, after the fact, we can see whether or not this has panned out.
They have a serious wish, a hard-on for this country, and they're never going to stop because they know America's good, it's strong, it's wholesome, and they have envy. They have envy of you. They have envy of America. They have envy of chivalrous people. They have envy of strong people, and they're never going to stop. And they're always going to tell you they're going to stop while they're going to stab you in the back. You must give them no quarter.
That means kill them.
Yeah.
And so, that's what's going on here. So, the word is from Zach, who's proven incredibly accurate, they're planning an attack on the president after the 28th. Going into the new year, those 2 days. And again, it may get frustrated.
Well, that's a good New Year's resolution.
They have less and less people. They know they're being surveilled now. So, again, the video. Army intel officer, attempted coup against Trump imminent. I'm going to add attempted, okay? That needs to get millions of views.
Again, there he is saying, like, this needs to get more views. Yeah. Why the fuck isn't this getting more views?
Everyone
loves QAnon. I got one. I got my own. I should be burning it up. He's furious. But we now are, you know, as we're recording this on January 11th so far.
Zero coups.
Zero attacks on Trump. But Alex Jones plays this fun game that he plays all the time that is like, if this doesn't happen, it's because
it's
we were
because
successful.
We solved it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing that this guy, Zach, is able to do when his narratives don't come true.
Right.
Or whenever something is like, eh, that's not, that didn't work out. He can be like, yeah, but that's because see things behind the scenes.
It came true. So you're right. And you should thank us.
Right.
It didn't come true. Well, thank us because we stopped it.
You don't know how fucking hard we worked for it. Yeah. I had to run away to Morocco.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this next clip is gross and it's about
help. You've got to save me, Alex.
This next
not a good impression.
This next clip is Alex Jones lying about Trump.
Peter Lorre is not a good impression.
Terrible impression.
It was terrible.
That was Jocelyn Elder's
it was
level.
Terrible, I know. I'm Peter Lorre. Anyways, you were going to introduce your next clip?
I can wait. This next clip, Jordan, is the last one from Christmas Eve. And it's gross, and it's just Alex Jones lying about Trump busting up pedophile networks. And I only want to play it because listen to this and keep in mind that he has forced Rob Dew's wife, Rob Dew's child, and Alex's wife to be at InfoWars Studios on Christmas Eve while he screams it up like a petty little child
right.
about how his conspiracy hoax isn't getting enough attention, and then says this.
The storm is real. The removal of the pedophile rings, tens of thousands arrested, not just for child porn, but with children. Six-month-old babies being sold out to be raped, gang raped by lines of men.
Is
this is all coming out, and they don't know what to do. You'd think one of these arrests where hundreds are arrested in L.A. and hundreds are arrested in Florida.
Just real quick, the only reason I needed to pause here is because that hundreds arrested in L.A.
Wasn't that going back to the narrative
of the year?
Yeah.
Which we covered when he was lying about it originally.
Right. I recall
so
that.
So he's still now, 11 months later, using that same article in KTLA as justification for his bullshit narrative about Trump going after pedophile networks.
The program that was started during the Obama era.
I've done so much research in the last week into the reality or falsity of those claims.
Yeah.
And it's so fascinating. I have an article that will be coming out real soon about it. And it's amazing the work that is going on and how much Alex is lying about it. And it's disgusting. But
also,
biggest
question that I have. Pedophilia is awful and horrific.
Yeah.
Is anybody into a 6-month-old baby?
I don't.
What? I mean,
I don't know enough to say.
You're just
I don't
like
know.
Rubbing it on you, right? Like, there's nothing else to do. Like,
I don't know. I think the depravity of the human mind knows no limits.
We need to get our own QAnon.
Oh boy, let's not. I'll leave that in your court. That would be a Jordan project. So here's the rest of that.
You always give me the best ones.
There are hundreds, and there's the local coverage, and then nothing, because they don't want you to know the deputy pope got arrested. They don't want you to know Sandusky's son got arrested, and the head of the school, and all the rest of it. They don't want you to know this is all happening. They literally created an army of people they could control who wanted to have sex with children and be evil, and who they could destroy at any time.
Also,
what's
Merry
even
Christmas.
Sicker is the people above that aren't even into raping kids. They just want to kill kids. The lesser vampires want to just feed off their energy and rape them. These people want to kill them. And so.
No, that makes sense.
So he has a long pause there at the end. And he's just sort of looking off into the middle distance. And I wish he would have come back from that pause with, like, Merry Christmas, Rob Deuce Child. Like, I hope you get some great toys. Like, what the fuck, man?
I mean, at that point, he should have, like, after that long pause, you could probably see his brain going, that's not true. I shouldn't have said that. Even for me, that's not true.
Ah, shit. I'm getting to the point
you
where...
You know what? I think I'm crazy.
I'm getting to the point where even the Young Turks and Sam Cedar are starting to call out my deeply anti-Semitic narrative specifically. It's not just a small podcast called Knowledge Fight that's getting it anymore. Uh-oh. I shouldn't have said that on Christmas
Eve. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, boy.
Anyways. So the little drummer boy was raped by Jesus. Anyways, let's keep going.
Yeah. So that is that'll sum up Christmas Eve for you. And the things
Do you mean in general? Like was that more of like a holistic Christmas Eve summation?
Honestly, that was better than my Christmas Eve.
That's true.
I would have taken
You sent me some very Alex Jonesian texts.
I would have taken being in that studio over where I was, quite frankly. But be that as it may. The things I need you to take away, I think, are the things that we've discussed, and that is Alex is incredibly furious that more people aren't paying attention to Zach.
Right.
Everyone loves QAnon.
He's a petulant child.
He thinks that Zach should be getting millions of hits, and he's not, because everyone has heard Alex cry wolf so many goddamn times.
Right.
In his attempts to bolster Zach's reputation, what he has ended up doing is, number one, outed him.
Yep.
To anyone who knows him, if he's a real person. If it's not just someone fucking with him.
Which he isn't.
I believe it's someone fucking with
him. Do you know what's crazy? Do you know how I know he isn't? Nobody has ever been hired by the FBI or the CIA named Zach. That's a true thing.
And he spells it Z-A-Q. good times.
All right. Let's get back to this. What are we doing?
Okay.
What are we doing? Are we doing a show?
So, again, what's motivating it is Alex having buyer's remorse for not getting in on the ground floor.
Right.
Much like he kind of feels now into Bitcoin.
Right.
He feels a bit like that, shit, I should have been on cryptocurrency, but I don't know. I don't fucking understand it.
Right.
So, got screwed by Pizzagate, not willing to get on board with QAnon, and now it's too late.
Got screwed by Y2K. It goes all the way back there.
He pretends that one. I guess he pretends Pizzagate too. So, anyway, now we get to January 10th. We are now into January 10th, and this first clip is just fun. A reminder of the world exists outside of Alex's psychodrama that he's having currently, and that is Roger Stone saying something unfortunate about Donald Trump.
Well, the answer, Alex, of course, is money. He used the Mercer's money to...
He's talking about Steve Bannon.
Gotcha.
...to buy himself into Trump world. Donald Trump is one of the world's foremost geniuses on using OPM, other people's money. It's one of the things that made him one of the great business successes.
That's not a good thing to say, Roger.
Mm-mm.
You should not have pointed that out.
Mm-mm.
Because once again, that is something that is under investigation by Robert Mueller. You should definitely not have been like, hey, Robert, by the way, I know Trump really well, and he has been stealing people's money for a long time. He's not allowed to take money from Americans anymore. Where would he have got? Ooh.
Like, if we were super conspiracy minded, I would be inclined to think that that's Roger Stone trying to publicly, like, lay track.
Right.
And be like, look,
I knew the whole time.
I've been trying to get people to understand.
Right.
He is a scam artist.
Right.
I've been. That's like him trying.
Did you guys not know he was mobbed up? This yeah. fucker told you.
Yeah. He's a master of using OPM. Fuck off.
Why would you abbreviate that if you're about to say exactly what the abbreviation means?
He's a glamour puss,
and
man.
And nobody knows what the abbreviation
nope.
means. It's not a common abbreviation.
I know, like, WAM, walking around money. I know that. I know OPP. Well, maybe that's what he's going with.
That could be.
OPP, other people's property.
Yeah.
Or pussy.
No.
Isn't it?
No.
I'm pretty sure it's talking about fucking other people's girlfriends.
I just meant Roger Stone wasn't going for that.
Oh, okay.
Roger Stone gets his own pussy.
Oh, yeah, he does. He likes to swing. I don't remember what this clip is. Oh, yeah, okay. Also, before, I don't know why I even kept this in here. Who cares? There's just a clip that indicates that it's absolutely obvious that Roger Stone's source for a lot of the information he was feeding to Alex over the course of last year and a half has been straight from Bannon, because they now start using the narratives that didn't work in the past to throw Bannon under the bus.
Okay. All right. That's smart. That's a smart idea.
It's not bad, but they never bring up that, like, oh, we reported that as true.
Well, of course not.
Right. So there's that. And maybe one day what I'll do is I'll put together an entire report on all of those.
Right.
Just those receipts.
Right.
But at this point,
if you go past technocrat, you actually get to Trump, and your drop for if you become a Trump donator.
Well, no,
is going to be just a long list of things that Roger Stone has lied about.
No, because all of our donors are good things. Policy wonks, foreign policy wonks, technocrats, globalists, they're all good things.
I'm actually going to go with technocrat is not a good thing.
Technocrat within restraints is a good thing. Technology advances society in a great way.
That's a good point.
I don't know who cares.
I think it's the crat part that gets everybody in trouble.
This isn't worth debating.
This is an off-show discussion.
Yeah. So, Jordan, now we're going to jump in to the narrative that Alex Jones sells.
The narrative you have been masturbating to
more or less
the past day or two.
So the show on the 10th is not all that eventful. What you end up seeing is Roger Stone throwing Bannon under the bus, saying that Bannon is responsible for all the globalists that were in the administration, like Rex Tillerson is next, all that sort of stuff. So he does that, and then...
And then Rex Ryan is after him, which
Rex
is weird.
Reed after him. So, and then after that...
The band T-Rex is after them.
I was dancing when I was 5. So, after that, Alex Jones has this guy who owns a gun shop in Washington on the show, who had a transgender Antifa member come into the shop and throw a Bible around or something like that. It's nonsense. He interviews her, for 40 minutes. Or he interviews the guy about her for 40 minutes.
Okay.
And it... is a zero.
Of course.
It is nothing.
Of course.
The person came in and was like, you guys do anything illegal? And the guy's like, no. And then they have a passive-aggressive conversation.
Great.
And then on the way out, the customer is like, what are these? What's going on here? And the guy's like, oh, those are Bibles. You can take one. You can even burn it if you want. And she's like, oh, that's probably what I would do. And then on Alex's show, he's just going on and on about how, like, she was threatening to burn my Bibles.
Yeah, sure.
You suggested it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I was like, you should burn this Bible. And she was like, meh.
Yeah.
And that was that.
So I watched the video and it's like, yeah, this person's kind of out of line and being a dick. Like, absolutely. The customer was being a dick. But it's a nothing.
Has it coming?
But it's a zero. It's a zero.
Of course.
And so I don't really care all that much. But he interviews this dude for 40 minutes. It's crazy. It's such a waste of time. It's nothing. It's nothing. So then, third hour rolls around.
Yeah.
And we get a narrative that almost ruined me.
Right.
Because
Alex is finally feeling the Christmas spirit.
No. 2-3 weeks later, no.
Yeah. Okay.
Alex jumps in to this.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and break this next hour. Crew's been working on it today, and these appear to be authentic. And it ties into my deep research on how they've already operated before.
Sure.
And what they've been caught doing in other countries, both in Europe, the Third World, you name it.
Dancing.
These documents purport to show... George Soros' son, who does honcho and finance most of the Antifa, the women's marches led by Linda Sorcerer with her burqa on and the obscenity that she leads the women of America right into Islam. Just like the EU has TV ads that tell young girls.
Let's get them into Islam.
Muslim men. That's a wonderful idea. And we were just showing those clips earlier. I mean, this is just insane.
So are you picking up on what's going on yet?
I'm not sure.
Okay. What's your sense of it?
My sense of it is that all of his narratives are terrible, but what if we put them all together in a big narrative dumb pie?
Right. What if Everything that I've been yelling about for a long time magically has proof.
Yes.
What if we find the MacGuffin? What if we find...
The unobtainium?
Exactly.
Okay.
What if we find that? What happens?
Well, if you understand Pulp Fiction, I think it has his soul inside the briefcase, right?
I think we get a little glimpse of some soul here. Okay. It's not a good soul, but let's get into this next clip where Alex explains a little bit more what he's talking about.
Okay.
These documents purport to show they appear to be real. These are non-disclosure agreements and contracts for Antifa to cause civil unrest in Baltimore with the media hyping up all the race war stuff. And those riots did lead to some deaths, and that would trigger a feedback loop to cause civil unrest and martial law nationwide. And we had said Obama's trying to kick off civil unrest to be able to have an excuse for martial law.
Larry Nichols shit.
And he put a lot of things in place for that. So when I was reading these documents, it's all what we know they've really been up to. But we're going to try to get the providence of the documents, and we've been giving those to the FBI. And other groups.
No, you fucking haven't. But first of all,
you do not want to go anywhere near the FBI right now.
Let me be clear about one thing.
Yeah.
Someone who cares wouldn't report this without figuring it out.
Nah.
You wouldn't get on air before you knew the providence of the documents.
Providence.
So what we're working with.
So he is in the Christmas spirit. It's the Lord's providence.
Indeed. So what are your thoughts so far?
Well, in what way would an NDA for the Antifa members to cause civil rights or civil unrest have any legal actionability?
Because
that's not a thing.
In this context, you would be committing a crime.
Yeah,
and NDAs don't cover that. No, that would be, first of all, very stupid.
All right, I'm going to have you sign this non-disclosure agreement for the murders you're about to commit.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, it's fine if you hire contract killers, but have them sign an NDA.
In this context, what it would be is absolutely like causing deaths, causing property damage, potentially overthrowing a government.
Yeah.
The way that Alex spins the narrative out.
And so, if you have them sign an NDA, that only makes you more culpable.
Right.
If you don't have them sign anything, you've still got some sort of deniability. But if it's like, also, I'm going to put my signature on here telling you to commit crimes, that's certainly not a crime.
I completely forgot what I was going to say. Fuck. I blanked.
Dan.
Oh, no.
Dan.
Oh, no.
Dan. Linda Sarsour.
Oh, no. Here's what it is. Here's what it is. You know what the NDAA or NDA?
NDAA.
That's Alex.
That's their tournament. March Madness is amazing. The NDAA runs a very amazing tournament.
Could I do my impression of the NDA for Antifa?
Sure.
Don't snitch. That's the NDA.
Snitches get fascist stitches.
Yeah, exactly. This is ridiculous. So it gets more ridiculous, but let's allow Alex to play himself out on air. In this next clip, he talks a little bit more about these documents, and then he gets into, some complaints about what the left is doing to him.
Oh, it just never ends, man. And then we've got these documents.
Oh, this never ends is, that's the end of the interview with the gun store owner who maybe had a Bible thrown at
him. Gotcha.
Maybe.
Probably
it never ends.
Probably not, though.
It never ends.
Everybody keeps throwing Bibles at him. He's trying not to get that Bible thrown at him.
That are just incredible. And then you read them, and it's exactly what they do. And that's why they're stopping our free speech, because I can't go out to one of these pro-America rallies, pro-Trump rallies, pro-gun rallies, because if communists come over to me and say, are you scared and got your finger on your trigger, I mean, I just can't do it.
So what he's referencing is that there's a video of Owen Schroyer from a couple months back where he went to there was a rally that was being put together about Katie Steinle, that woman who was accidentally killed by an illegal immigrant whose gun fired and hit the ground and ricocheted and hit her.
Which everybody was like, that's fucking crazy. That was a freak accident.
Right.
Like, and who would have, that's crazy.
And he ended up being not guilty because he wasn't guilty of murder.
Yeah, because fucking what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so people had a reactionary rally about that, and Antifa was there. And so I watched the entire video. There's just a bunch of people who have shields who are blocking Owen Schroyer from getting through.
Yeah.
And they're standing there, and one guy who's behind the people with shields has a rifle, and he has it pointed downward.
Uh-huh.
He has it pointed downward, and his hand is towards the trigger. It's unclear if his finger is on the trigger or not, but his hand is near where the trigger is.
Yeah.
And the guys who are one of the guys with the shield is like, are you scared? You're shaking. That sort of thing, like just fucking with him.
Yeah.
And it probably wasn't even in reference to the gun. Because later on, he's like, you guys have guns. And he's like, what, are you against the Second Amendment now?
Yeah, no kidding.
That sort of thing.
Right?
Like, I didn't expect that from you.
You guys go crazy anytime somebody has a pro-gun rally. You're like, this is the best thing ever!
So Alex's entire argument is hinged on the idea that this guy was brandishing the gun.
Sure.
He wasn't just having a gun.
Sure.
Because it's the other side, he's brandishing
it. Yeah, yeah, no, he's brandishing it.
And so just for fun, I went through a bunch of videos of open carry rallies, and I found at least 15 images of people carrying a gun exactly the same way at open carry rallies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people
naturally
do that.
Well, so, I mean, technically they were also brandishing their weapons.
But,
like, if you're gonna just go by definition, then
they
were brandishing.
They are saying that the legal definition of brandishing is threatening someone directly with a gun. And Alex is presenting it as it was pointed at Owen Schroyer,
and it
wasn't.
Is there a legal definition of brandishing?
Probably. I don't know.
Weird.
I don't care enough because I found exactly the same behavior being done by people at
Open Carry. No, of course. Well, they can do it, but if you do it to them, they're going to cry like little bitches.
Right.
It's not like I'm Mr. Tough Guy either. It's fight or flight. I don't have the good reverse. I actually wish I did. And, you know, I got so upset that when I saw them bullying Owen that I just felt guilty that I didn't have people out there with him. I just can't handle it anymore.
Oh, no. They're bullying Owen.
I'm not being dramatic here. These people are the scum of the earth, literally funded by a dirtbag Nazi collaborator who helped round up fellow Jews and then overthrow dozens of countries, overthrow Ukraine using the very tactics of starting riots and killing police. And then they overthrew the government of Ukraine. People say this is so bold. He's done it all over the place. He told Fareed Zakaria on CNN that I gave billions of dollars to overthrow Ukraine. I'm very proud of myself. I do a very good job. It's like this demon toad with his demon son who goes to spirit cooking Aleister Crowley events and looks all creepy and weak. But you know what? We won't stand up to him. So I guess that's how the cow ate the cabbage. When we come back, start the next segment.
So the only thing I really want to bring out of that, because we go over this all the time, that George Soros wasn't a Nazi collaborator. That
right.
is a very unfair characterization of what he did to survive. If you want to paint him in the worst possible light, he went along with his godparent when they went and took possessions from people who had already been taken to camps. That he was somehow a traitor to the Jewish population, or that he rounded up Jews, is historically inaccurate. And Alex uses that ABC News interview to defend himself, and he selectively edits just the parts that make Soros sound the most creepy.
Yeah.
And that's the reason that people take issue with his portrayal.
Also, if I recall,
but,
when the Ukraine situation was happening,
mm-hmm.
what was Alex's position?
It wasn't
very anti-Putin in that regard.
It was pretty anti-Putin,
yeah.
And it was Yanukovych who was being drawn out of power.
Exactly.
And the idea that this Russian-aligned politician in Ukraine was being ousted from power is now very threatening to Alex.
Yeah.
And that's the reason that he brings that up as an example. George Soros didn't overthrow that government. He may have given some support to financial support or logistical support to movements that already existed there, but that doesn't mean he overthrew the government. In the same way, he didn't crash economies. He just plays the stock market.
Right.
The idea of...
He did crash the Malaysian plane, though.
The idea that shorting something is the equivalent of crashing it or something like that is absurd. And you know what it dates back to? It dates back to the Rothschilds.
Oh, of course.
Do you know about this?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay. I might have to pull up a couple notes here.
No. We don't need to do that. We've got a long show already.
It goes back to Nathan Rothschild. Uh-huh. It was the Battle of Waterloo. It was a situation. This is the story that's told over and over again.
Uh-huh.
That he had a fast messenger that was able, who was there at the Battle of Waterloo,
uh-huh,
and saw that Napoleon was going
right
to lose.
Right.
And so he was able to get the message back to Nathan Rothschild, who was able to use that information,
uh-huh,
to trick people into ruining the stock market so he could buy everything up really
cheap.
No,
I remember that. That fast messenger ran 26.2 miles, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Marathon.
Yeah.
The truth of it is that comes from a 1940 Nazi propaganda movie.
Of course. Why wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it turn out to be the Nazis
that, story,
that Alex Jones loves?
That story legitimately has no historical basis outside of this movie from 1940 that Hitler commissioned. It was the first piece of Nazi propaganda
film
that was put out, like official productions.
That's the problem with Goebbels. Made good movies.
Lasting effects.
Made good movies.
Right. So that mentality persists to this day. And Alex is manifesting it in terms of George Soros and this idea that he shorts these markets in some manipulative way in order to destroy a market so he can come in and swoop up everything.
Well, just
it's
like
a literal one-to-one comparison.
Just like Steve Carell in The Big Short was the one who caused the financial crash, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's how that worked.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I recall correctly.
I think you're correct on that.
Yeah. Are we pausing? What are
no,
we, what are
I
you
just
doing?
Wanted
are
to get
you,
the,
are you just checking notes?
No, I had a note of the name of the movie, and I wanted to get it right so
I didn't
sound like an idiot. The Nazi propaganda movie from 1940 is called Die Rothschild's Achtung auf Waterloo.
I believe it's Die Rothschild's Achtung.
Not Achtung. It's something else.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce German.
All right.
Anyway, the point is, this is another example of a
You were the one playing Rammstein earlier, so.
I wasn't. Alex was. But it's just another example of classic anti-Semitic narratives and slanders that have perpetuated over and over the years that Alex is beholden to and is a piece of his worldview and is a piece of what he believes about the globalists.
Right.
Anyway, it's going to get worse because Alex is going to scream some more about George Soros. Oh, the other thing I wanted to say is he's complaining that somehow these Antifa people are taking away his free speech. And then 30 seconds later, slanders George Soros in a legal way because of his free speech.
Right.
So it's really ironic that he's complaining about these things while manifesting what gives him cover.
Dan, I know you are, but what am I?
Exactly. So anyway, here's this next clip. Enjoy it. It gets a little anti-Semitic.
I'm going to go ahead and play. We got a couple videos, but where it shows CNN going, Alex Jones made it up that George Soros was a Nazi collaborator. And then I cut to him on 60 Minutes admitting it and saying he's not ashamed of it.
Nope.
I did whatever I had to do to survive.
It's not even
Hollywood folks go, we know Soros is bad, but you know, it's kind of anti-Semitic to talk bad about him. This is years ago.
Probably Charlie Sheen.
You know, they would have killed him if he hadn't done this. And I'm like, wow.
It's not that they would have killed him if he didn't do it. They would have killed him if they would have figured out who he was.
Right.
It's a little different, and he wasn't rounding up Jews.
No.
That's how you get in that position is incrementally people bully you into submission like Antifa's doing. And then finally, I'm not going to lift a finger up. I'm going to go help the Nazis. One thing if you went and hid.
You
but you're going to go help them. And
what?
Then you're the one calling everybody Nazis when you are worse than the Nazis.
Point of order. It's not Soros. I'm calling you a Nazi, Alex.
Yeah, you're a Nazi.
Because you're somebody
like
that betrayed your own people to them. Look up Alex Soros. I mean, you look at him, he's creepier looking than Brian Stelter or Hillary Clinton. It's like, where do they get these people?
Uh-oh.
Creepy town.
Alex, are you really ready to go on another rant about the appearance of a Jewish person?
I think so. I think he's got it. At least he's got
Everybody's
a track
so
record.
Scared of him. Well, I'm not scared of him, and I'm scared of failure. I'm scared I'm not strong enough to do enough against them.
And the
and
Jews.
I just pray. You pray for, God, that's not even one of the bad ones. Type him partying or him drunk or him bombed out of his brain or him spirit cooking. You'll see the stuff. You'll see them with a woman.
What's spirit cooking?
Do you really need to know?
No.
Okay. It's something that was tied up in Pizzagate. It's sort of like an artistic dining experience where people have like models on tables and stuff like that, and they pretend that they're eating parts of their body.
Oh, like the,
as I understand,
like it's the Japanese sushi thing, but he just elevates it to another creepier level.
Right, right. And I believe that Maria Abramovic, the artist, was involved in some of that stuff, and that's why Alex has a satanic connotation
right,
to all of
right,
it.
Right.
There may also be a piece of it that is like cooking with breast milk or menstrual right. blood or something like that.
But who among us does not
right or like facsimiles?
You got to use every part of the human.
What's more likely
like
is
the Native Americans.
What's more likely is that there's like. Facsimiles of menstrual blood or facsimiles of blood, which I would like to remind Alex of the Eucharist.
You are exactly right, Dan. I did not need to know.
Right. It's all like stuff that only people care about because of Pizzagate.
Right.
It's artistic wingdings doing nonsense dinner parties.
Yeah, who cares?
It's basically like if you're really rich, you don't want to have a murder mystery dinner party. If you're poor, you also don't want to have a murder mystery dinner party.
But if you're me,
right.
Fucking let's do it.
I went to a murder mystery dinner party once, and I ended up having to play two characters because someone didn't
show up.
Right?
Yeah.
And one of them did it, and the other didn't. And I was like, I have no idea how to do this.
No, you can make some okay money doing murder mystery dinners.
No. This was a social affair.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was like friends having a murder mystery dinner party.
No, like you can. No, they're like professional. Like,
I understand.
Anyways.
That. I know a couple people who made
yeah,
some
exactly.
bucks doing it,
you make some okay money.
Yeah, anyway.
Mock sacrifice being carried along behind him, and he's like smiling at you. I mean, just look at him. Talk about entitled. Let's put Alex Soros back on screen if we can. And just understand that he thinks he's going to beat you. He thinks he's better than you. He thinks he's got you.
This Jew.
He and his father think they're unstoppable.
I know.
These
I didn't
are
like
horrible,
the way you said it.
I know. I didn't either.
Horrible, selfish people that are whacked out. Of their minds.
Whack.
Completely mentally ill. And they think, I mean, just look at that narcissism. And notice these guys never show their teeth because they look so psychotic. Their PR people say, look, you don't see it, but do not smile. But you can find him. Type in Alex Soros smiling. And I mean, man, you talk about Big Bad Wolf, but this is like the 10th generation of the Big Bad Wolf. So this is like the.
That makes sense.
Know, the mental munchkin. And it's just, give me a break.
Sure.
I'll give you a break. I'll give you a Kit Kat bar.
No, I knew that was coming.
It's the only thing I'm going to give him a break on.
I was going to stop you, but you did it before I could.
I mean, that stinks. That stinks.
That's bad.
Of anti-Semitism.
Well, I mean, that's just like, lame, too.
It's not as overt as they're drunk on the children's blood.
Right.
And you're a backstabber screaming about Brian Stelter. But even in that, even throughout that last clip, he's talking about Alex Soros's appearance. He's relating that to his rant that he had about Brian Stelter
right.
from the jump, which means that he's thinking about them the same way.
And he's a Michael Wolf in sheep's clothing and that whole thing.
Right. I mean, that's just ugly.
Are you sure that it's not, like, maybe it's not anti-Semitism, and maybe it's more Alex doesn't understand how smiles work.
That's possible.
Like, because he doesn't know how to smile. He doesn't know how to laugh. He doesn't know how to experience human joy.
No.
Right? So maybe it's just like whenever he sees somebody he doesn't like smiling, he's like, I'll never be loved! Like, maybe that's more what it is.
And now that I'm thinking about it, I've never seen Baron's teeth.
There we go.
We just
figured out Baron's a Jew. And
wait, hold on. I don't care. I've seen pictures of Alex Soros smiling. I don't think it looks all that creepy.
It doesn't matter.
He kind of looks like an asshole, but that's just because he's young
rich
and rich.
Kid. Yeah.
That, I mean,
you're going to be an asshole.
I think that about most people of affluence.
If you're young and rich, or if you're rich, go fuck yourself. I don't give a shit. Like, I'm not going to defend him. I don't give a fuck.
And let me be clear. A lot of it comes from my jealousy. I wish I had that money.
I think a lot of it comes more from my self-righteous bullshit, wherein I am filled with loathing, but... You know, whatever.
I mean, it's possible, but for me,
jealousy.
I want that money.
All right.
Give me that Soros money. So at this point, he's introduced
And that's why you shorted the Battle of Waterloo?
I did.
Yep.
So at this point, he's introduced the documents that he has found.
Yes.
But he's not really got into it because even from the jump, you can tell it's kind of weak shit. Because he jumped over to the Linda Sarsour narrative. Yeah. They're going to lead your women.
Soros and
they're going to lead your women to Islam because they want to enslave your women. And then getting into Soros screaming about, like, why does everyone think I'm anti-Semitic? And then he launches into anti-Semitism. And so,
you know what's fun, though, is that he's using a rhetorical trick very similar to Jackie Mason, which is like, and then the Linda Sarsour, and then the thing, and then Soros, and then all that stuff over there. Like, it's very fascinating to me that he's even aping a prominent Jewish comedian.
It's absolutely not intentional.
I know. Of course not.
So in this
he just doesn't know it. Yeah.
In this next clip, Alex gets back to the documents, and in doing so, probably saves himself from getting sued in about a week.
Okay.
And then proof of organized crime and terrorism that is incontrovertible and incredibly damning if it's real.
That's why.
So, I read these documents. They look real, and everything in them is what I've seen in the playbook manifested by Antifa, and we know what the Justice Department was involved in with the whole race riot stuff the last 4 years of Obama. It failed because America came together and things like Houston got hit by the hurricane and that was so unifying. But this is huge.
So the timeline of that doesn't quite work because that happened in August of 2017.
All right. So Obama's race riots failed.
Right.
Because America came together, which I don't think anybody believes.
No.
Because of the Houston
Hurricane Harvey that happened in August of 2017. A good nigh on, what would that be?
10 months?
7 months since Obama left office?
Oh, yeah, since he left office, yeah.
I don't understand how that works.
Well, it'd be 8 months since he left office.
Because it wasn't even Obama's Department of Justice that was still there, you know?
No. Sessions, most of them had been fired by
Sessions
then.
Had taken over. He'd fired Sally Yates.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I honestly don't know what that means.
I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about.
So, but in his conception, first of all, good call, Alex, on the if these are real.
Right.
Bad call on reporting on them at all if you don't know if they're real. That's clunky and amateurish.
Right.
But you might be in safe harbor as long as you don't, you know, overwhelmingly present them as true to your audience. As long as you avoid that, you'll be probably lawsuit free.
Yes.
Still, you got to make more sense.
Not a good idea.
So in this next clip, if they're real, here's what Alex wants to see.
Troubling, if true.
Here's what Alex wants to see happen, if they're true.
Trump has to act against Soros and others if these documents are real.
He's already earlier said you can't give him any quarter. And obviously, probably to Alex Jones's conception means that you got to kill him.
Well, honestly, if they are true, Trump does have to act.
No,
I mean, that's a
no doubt.
That's a legitimate statement.
No doubt. Yes.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah.
Alex, we do agree in a certain sense.
Well, no, I mean, his statement, like if you look at it from just a pure logic perspective, absolutely. He's saying a true thing.
Yeah.
He's making a good argument in as much as if true, you must act.
No,
unfortunately.
No, no. If Rainbow Bright comes to life in the form of a doll and murders my best friend, then yeah,
you must.
I need to act.
You must get revenge.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Earlier in this episode, we heard Alex coming in from break to Rammstein's America,
of course,
which is my new favorite song.
I realized that.
Later in the episode, Alex comes back from break with another Rammstein song. I think he's getting into them. It's a little weird to me. It's a little weird. I'm not comfortable with it.
Right.
But he gets into it, and this is so fucking funny to me. Because he mistranslates what du hast means.
Oh, no. Of course he does.
This is Soros' love letter to the world.
Soros is mine, Ramsey.
Well, you know, I say, my lieblings, I love you. Du hast mich. Imagine when he's helping the Nazis round up all those thousands of Jews. He sure had a good time. He's proud of it, George Soros. But don't worry. I want to play that clip, guys, that we have several of them, of him on 60 Minutes saying, I helped the Nazis. I'm not ashamed of it. It's how I survived. And then all these other shows saying, I'm a liar.
So Alex says that du hast means I hate you. Du hast mich means I hate you. It means you hate me.
Mm.
So if Alex, if Soros's love letter to the world is du hast mich, I mean, it is from Alex's perspective. Soros could sing Du hast mich to Alex.
Yeah.
It would be accurate. That's fucking so stupid.
And Alex could probably sing it back to him.
I don't think Soros cares.
You know what?
That's
a good point.
He should start, probably.
That's a good point.
Because he's going to get someone killed.
Right.
He's going to get Soros's kids killed or something like that.
Eh.
But be that as it may, that's a little stupid.
I have such limited empathy for rich people now. It's so bad. He's going to get Soros's kid killed. I'm like, that's unjust. But also, don't care.
My heart goes out much more strongly to all the people who are on the ground who are being affected by Alex Jones's rhetoric.
Exactly.
But at the same time, it would be a large scale, straight up murder that ends up happening.
It's cruel, and they should be, you know, but at the same time,
So Alex is stupid, and then again, he's completely misrepresenting what George Soros lived through in the Holocaust. And again, I think that it's really important to, I don't remember exactly what the quote was,
right?
But there was a quote I read about someone who was dealing with Soros's experience in the Holocaust, and it was a thing. It was something to the tune of, you have no idea what it's like to live through something like that.
You know
and
what?
Hold on.
None
of us possibly can at this point, especially as Americans in our existence.
Right.
And you better fucking err on the side of being understanding.
Right.
That's the part that is like.
I was just thinking that of like, no matter how inoculated I have become to Alex Jones's bullshit, there is never not going to be a part of me that's like, you're coming after a guy who survived the Holocaust?
When
fuck you, Alex. You have nothing on him.
When George Soros had to survive hiding from the Nazis by having his family broken up and sent to different countries with forged papers in order for them to survive, Alex Jones was a shithead in Rockwall, Texas, a wealthy suburb of Dallas, wherein he allegedly had sex with 150 women before the age of 16.
Right.
And
even if Alex Jones's narrative is true, can you imagine the fucking monstrous emotional toll it would take on you to be like, I am going to survive at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means that I am going to do whatever it is I need to survive. And now I am complicit in all of this fucking atrocity.
But I don't think.
Like, it doesn't matter. He survived the goddamn Holocaust. Go fuck yourself.
I don't really think that he had to adjust his morals all that deeply.
No, I mean, if what Alex says is true.
Were it to be true,
yes. Were it to be true, yes. I'd still be like, fuck you, Alex.
You're living in a horror movie.
Yeah.
And ideally, you would hope that you would stand up for yourself.
Right.
Or you would run or something like that. But
if we know human beings, we know that that's probably not going to happen.
No.
People are more prone to survive at any cost than we'd like to imagine. Like,
and when you're fortunate enough to have a parent who is able to get you forged documents and a godparent who is willing to take you in and fake you being their son.
Yeah.
Why would you upset the status quo of that? The idea of running and hiding when you are 13 years old and put in that situation, it's completely absurd.
Yeah.
It's menace level.
No.
And whatever George Soros has done in his life, I'm sure he's not a saint, but the things that Alex accuses him of are largely just like, it's capitalism.
Yeah.
Sucks, but
exactly.
That's capitalism.
Yeah.
But
don't
be that
hate the player, hate the game.
Be
man.
That as it may, all of it's irrelevant to what he had to endure when he was a preteen.
Right.
A young teen.
No,
so
go fuck
that
yourself.
Shit.
Yeah.
It makes me so mad. It makes me so mad because I don't want to defend George Soros.
No, I know.
I don't want to defend him.
That's not the place I want to live.
No, but you have to when someone's being made out to be like the most evil person in the world, especially based on this sort of misrepresentation of the backstory. It just makes me so mad. So in this next clip, Alex Jones, like he said earlier, if these documents are true, it's big. Now Alex Jones pivots a tiny bit into suggesting a couple possibilities about these documents.
Okay.
They say I make it up that Soros was a Nazi collaborator. This is all over the news. This is the facelift for this guy. And then he has an army of people that dress like Nazis going trying to stop free speech and have civil unrest. And we're going to show you documents.
He has people, he has heavy quotes, people, you know, the Antifa, Alex thinks that they're Soros's foot soldiers.
Do they dress like Nazis?
No, they just dress in black. There are people who dress like Nazis who are Nazis.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They're on the other side.
They're on Alex's side.
Yeah, a little bit.
Alex, we have proven, during Halloween, dresses like a Nazi.
Maybe. That hat is suspicious.
Mm. Sandra Bullock.
And what's shocking about the documents is, if they're real, it's proof of total terrorism, criminal activity, racketeering. I mean, it's cut and dry. Antifa's already getting declared terrorist by Homeland Security, by the state of New Jersey and other areas. But it's all tied to Soros that funds it. And if this is indeed accurate, then it is bombshell. And what's interesting reading the documents is everything in it is in other pieces of their own press releases and full page ads. So if it is a forgery, someone took what they've said and done and put it in this as just a way to say, look, why doesn't anybody, you know, do anything about this? So we're going to analyze that.
I look forward to your analysis.
Yeah. Are you?
So he's suggesting two possibilities. Yes. One, it's real.
Which it isn't.
Or it's someone who knows so much about Antifa and has put this together as a elaborate, brilliant forgery, but only in order to prove what Antifa really is about.
Okay. So if I understand correctly.
Also, to the chat room, the thing about Sandra Bullock is an old joke.
Yeah, no, that's a running joke that's been going on for almost a year now.
Yeah.
Nobody believes she is actually a Nazi.
It was all about Jesse James.
It was Jesse James and yeah. Okay, never mind.
Hey, now.
Jesse James is a Nazi. So if I understand the possibilities correctly, it's either they're true or they're spiritually true.
Yes, but one is a fraud.
Yeah, but one is also correct.
Right, and he doesn't really care all that much.
No, of course not. Because even if it's a fraud, it's true because he's been saying it.
Over the course of what we're seeing here already, Alex has been confronted in the third hour of his program with some new information. And he is deciding, like, shit, I didn't really blew it on QAnon.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess.
Should have gotten in on the ground floor of that.
And I think he's kind of wrestling with this a little bit. Like, do I jump on this? And he's like, I got to cover my bases, which he did earlier. And he said, if it's true.
Right.
Now we'll see how this goes along. But first, before we do, Roger Stone pops in for a minute.
Of course.
Roger Stone pops in for a little phone call. And
he's got some makeup tips.
He is still mad at Bannon, but he has this to say, which is just a delightful break from the main narrative that we're on.
I hear nothing from Brian Stelter. Brian, where are you? It was only days ago when Alex Jones laid down the challenge, $1 million to the charity of Brian Stelter's choice to climb in the ring with Alex Jones. So where is the demon spawn? Why do we hear nothing but silence? Now, today, I'm going to double down. I will be Alex Jones's second, and I'm laying down the challenge to Jake, also known as Fake Tapper, the faux journalist who you saw only seconds ago on your screen. So a second $1 million. Climb in the ring with me. I will be Alex Jones's second. My guess, the boys at CNN don't have the cojones to face us.
It's gonna be Roger Stone and Alex Jones taking on the roles,
you know,
of Macho Man Randy Savage and Hulk Hogan in the Dungeon of Doom Four Horsemen pile of bullshit match from WCW.
Of all of the news, of all of the Alex Jones shit, of everything that I have ever seen in this entire year that we have spent doing this, the only thing I am sure of is Roger Stone is living his best life.
He absolutely
is. He is having the most fun.
Assuming especially that closed door testimony that he did with the Senate Intelligence Committee, I imagine he probably spilled.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And he's
time of his life.
I am free of legal obligations.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not going to pin this on me. Yeah. And now he's just consistent.
Fuck it. Like, listen to the joy in his voice right there. Just like, sure, nobody's going to do this, so $1 million. You know what? $1 billion.
He's legit hated Bannon for a long time, so now he gets just like, hey, fuck you, man. Yeah. he gets to reclaim that and be really excited about it. He gets to do a shoot promo on Jake Tapper for no reason.
Right.
You get in a ring with Jake Tapper just by virtue of age, he's gonna work your bag. Yeah. He's going to beat the shit out of you.
But he's not gonna do it, so
Of course not. You know what it is? It's dignity. One group has it, the other doesn't.
Well, of course.
And we've seen this. Like, we saw what Tom Arnold experienced when Mike Cernovich and Alex Jones were trying to fight him. And he was like, fuck yes, let's do it.
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
I will absolutely do it. Let's fucking fight.
I'm Tom Arnold. Do you think I have dignity? Fuck off.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm Tom Arnold. Yeah. My job is to say fuck off. Let's do it.
If you beat me up, we make money for charity. Who cares? Yeah. I don't give a shit. And they're like, no.
Oh, that's, ooh, we got out dignity.
Yeah. And so
I just, the only character in our, Axis of Evil that I'm like actively like, all right, dude, you're winning is Roger Stone. He's nailing it.
2018, the first 11 days so far has convinced me that I do think Roger's going to get out okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
I think he's doing all right.
Either that or he's going to the electric chair and he's like, you know what? I might as well enjoy it while I can.
I think he knows something. Like, I think he has a piece of information that he's even hiding from Alex.
Yeah, of course.
In terms of, like, he has some safety net.
I think he has a long list of things he's hiding from Alex.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. But there's something. And I do agree with you. I enjoy his joie de vivre.
Yeah,
I enjoy his freedom.
He is just fucking living his life, man.
He clearly doesn't give a shit about the narratives Alex is doing.
And not in the petulant way of a Steve Pachenik where he's like, Alex, I'm trying to get to what I want to fucking say and you're bumming me out. It's more just like, yeah, let's roll with the punches, dude. I got time. I'm not doing anything.
Well, this is something that comes back over and over again in my analysis and sort of like.
Roger Stone is like if the dude worked for Nixon.
Well, look, I keep coming back to this. Like, all these people are menaces and they're all evil to some degree.
He's a monster. Yeah.
But there's different degrees of principle in them. And it's fascinating to me because I sincerely believe that Steve Pachenik probably believes most of the stuff. Or at least what's behind most of the stuff that he pitches on Alex Jones's show.
Okay.
And there's a much lower incidence of the, like, race narratives, generally speaking, in Steve Pachenik. There is just fear of the intelligence state.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. Now, granted, he is full of shit a bunch of times, like Sandy Hook being fake, Vegas being fake, those sorts of things.
Right.
But the rest of it, he's, you know, within the realm of, like, a guy who has a point.
Yeah.
Stone just seems like chaos.
Yeah.
He's just like,
no.
He's evil and he wants to do something, but he also really wants to have a good time.
Pachenik is like our lawful evil, whereas Roger Stone is chaotic evil and he's just living his best life, man.
Yeah.
And I love it.
And Alex is like drunk evil.
Yeah.
he's just no base, nothing. Absolutely no center.
He's just evil, evil.
Wait, is it time to like Russia? Okay, here I go.
I'm not busy.
So now we jump back into the next piece. We get back into the document narrative, the documents. In this next clip, Alex Jones discusses sort of a piece of his expertise in the area. And let's see.
It's documents like this that make the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I remember. It was 8 years ago. Obama had been in office about a year, year and a half, and we got documents from federal marshals. And then when I showed those documents on air and covered them, about 2 days later, state police officer in California sent me the information. And it wasn't the exact same documents. It was a variant of it. We learned it was the Southern Poverty Law Center, and ADL had put them out. So I know how to look at these documents.
I don't think that your conclusion matches your support for your conclusion.
I don't think it makes any sense at all.
Somebody sent me documents.
Right.
I put them on air.
Right.
Someone else contacted me from California who sent me slightly different documents.
Right.
And then somehow we decided that the SPLC was behind it. Therefore, I know documents.
Right. No, that's like, I put a Google Doc out there.
Right.
And then somebody edited it and sent it back to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, no, it's bullshit.
Right. There's a lot of capabilities in terms of making fake things in the world. So anyway, we get back here, and Alex reiterates his position that he made a little bit earlier in the show, and I just want to play this again because we got to track his perspective on this as it goes along. This is where he stands maybe 20 minutes into the third hour on these documents.
And when I read over these new ones that are so huge...
Huge.
I said either somebody super smart took all the main statements of these groups.
Well, we can already rule that out.
And things they've said they're doing. Because Antifa has the same tactics nationwide and worldwide, overthrowing countries.
Sure.
George Soros funds them. He brags about it. Ukraine, you name it. That somebody took this and put their agenda into it to bring attention.
So that's, again, it's exactly the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. So either it's real or it's not real, but it's real.
But it's real.
Yeah.
I've read these documents, and I have a lot of thoughts on them, and I'm withholding a number of these thoughts for a specific reason.
Okay.
And that is, this reason.
You fucking tease.
I'm not teasing because this is sort of a lead into this next clip. There's a very important piece that he's been withholding a piece of information about these documents.
Okay.
But as you I've got, Harrison Smith in here, one of our great researchers and videographers. If these documents are real, posted to 4chan, who breaks more news, real news, than, you know, the New York Times and the Washington Post combined, if this is real, then this is the smoking gun, because we know they're funding it. Soros brags he overthrows countries, crashes things. Antifa was in the New York Times on November 1st. Starting November 4th, it begins. Drive Trump from office. You go to refusefascism.org, they say, we're going to be violent up front. We're allowed to because you're all Nazis. If you're a capitalist, you deserve it. You know, kill the cops, you name it. I mean, this is what they push.
I went to refusefascism.org.
How did it go?
That's not on there.
No?
I read their entire statement of purpose. I read their front page. It really just seems more about...
refusing fascism?
Right, and it just seems more about being out in public, you know, just being out.
Yeah.
There's a listing of events. There's a listing of protests. Like, there's one coming up in Chicago on the 14th for, like, an abortion rights protest.
Right.
There's just stuff like that, and a bunch of pictures of people with signs and what have you.
Yeah.
Picture of people dressed up like The Handmaid's Tale. You know, all that, right. That sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I tried to find any indication that they're like, we're going to be violent because you're capitalists, and I couldn't find that. And then, I mean, I've even, you know, explored the Democratic Socialists, and I've been to their website of...
you are officially a Democratic Socialist, if I recall correctly.
It's vague. It's vague. Let's keep that vague. But be that as it may, I've gone to their website, and they certainly hate capitalists as much as anybody.
Right.
Or at least the system of capitalism.
Because obvious reasons.
Right. And there's not even anything there about violence being entitled because of the evils of capitalism or anything like that. It's nonsense.
Have we considered that maybe that's our fault?
You and me?
No. I mean, like...
Oh, we should be.
Maybe we're wrong on that one.
That we should advocate violence?
I'm not advocating violence.
Sounds like you're doing it a little
bit. Because clearly I have never done that.
Satire. So they found these documents on 4chan, my dude. How do you feel about that?
Everything I've ever seen on 4chan is accurate.
Yeah. So the day that this was happening on the 10th, I went to 4chan and I was trying to be like, what's going on here?
I'm so sorry, Dan. Well, I'm so sorry you got put in the position to go on 4chan.
Well, I wanted to see, like, is there a thread going on about these documents?
Right.
And there wasn't. There wasn't. It must have been like earlier in the day or maybe the day before.
Who cares?
Something like that. It wasn't even being discussed at all, really. But what I did find is lots of Jew stuff. A lot of black stuff. A lot of most of the threads there are full of racism and people just telling stories.
Right.
A lot of trolling. A lot of fake stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of fake documents being created
and
pushed
anime
as
porn.
True. Well, yeah. There's that too. Depends on what board you're on. But I was just checking on poll.
Oh,
I was,
I've only gone to the... Never mind.
Okay. Don't be too specific. but also, there's a lot of... Like, I mean, it is a... You know, I don't want to say anything negative because I don't want our website to get hacked. But also, I don't. I think that's a website that is best avoided.
Yeah,
I think generally you do best when you do not go there.
I mean, there's like you can call it a cesspool and be accurate, and at the same time, like there's a certain sort of I don't know. It's not admiration, but more like respect of, hey, man. Free speech can go too far, but it's still free speech, I guess.
Yeah,
absolutely. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, with only very few instances where I disagree with that.
Yeah.
Like when something illegal is posted,
yeah.
Which it is a lot.
A lot of times.
But so anyway, now we have got this, and I'm going to use this as a slight cliffhanger because I have to go to the bathroom. We are going to make
you son
we're
of a
going
bitch.
To make an incredibly rare
you
intermission.
You son of a bitch.
But we have found out that these documents that Alex Jones is presenting as either real or
you
created by someone who is
tease.
An absolute genius.
You fucking tease.
He happened to find on 4chan.
Uh-huh.
Now, where does he go with the narrative? Find out when Knowledge Fight returns.
You fucking asshole.
We're back. Sorry about that. Fuck you, Jordan.
All I'm saying is that professionalism requires controlling a bladder.
Yeah, I know, but we're not professionals. We are amateurs.
That
we
is
could,
a very
we
good
could
point.
Qualify for the Olympics.
That is a very good point.
Anyway, thanks for sticking around, guys. We appreciate it.
Now what? I wish there was an Olympics category. You know what? You know how
propaganda analysis
I bet,
Olympics?
Aren't there esports category in this year's Olympics for South Korea? Like they have something like that, right?
Sure, let's go.
Yeah, they should.
I don't want to go to South Korea at this point.
We should have propaganda esports.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right.
So.
All right, I'm out.
If you're just joining us,
I had a good time. I gotta go to the bathroom, guys. We're gonna go to a break.
Ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da. All right. So we're back, and now we've established that Alex Jones has found these documents on 4chan, or one of his researchers has.
Yeah.
And he's presenting them as either
or his kids.
I hope Rex isn't going to 4chan.
He's next after Tillerson, and yeah.
You think Rex is a globalist?
I think Rex Chapman is.
Oh man, Rex Chapman has dunks for days. And he's doing a great job trying to work on the opioid crisis, and we appreciate him. God bless you, Rex Chapman.
I agree.
So anyway, here's the next clip. Alex Jones wants to tell you, my man, the Steele dossier, bullshit.
Seems more and more true every day.
But the documents he has just found on 4chan, probably real.
The material in the Russian dossier is all been proven completely fake,
nope.
And it was fake on its front from the beginning.
Nope.
Definitely not.
When you read these documents, it's real stuff, real plans, things they've said before, just put together, and reportedly a non-disclosure document and contract.
Right.
So,
typos mean it's true.
Again, we go back to your immediate response being something I wanted to bring up, and I'm so thrilled you picked up on it immediately. The idea of an NDA in this situation is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
It is only something that someone trying to slander or smear somebody would think to include.
Yeah.
And, by the way, once we get into the details of what is in this, there should be red flags literally everywhere. Yeah. But anyway, he brings in this guy who I've never heard on the show, who's a researcher, and he breaks down, and he starts off on a decent foot. He trips almost immediately, but his perspective on his first look at the documents, I kind of agree with.
Okay.
Please, as we swing the document cam over, this is Friends of Democracy, a group admittedly run by George Soros's aide apparent, Alexander Soros. You've got the floor here for the rest of the segment, and we'll come back with Roger and break this down. Tell us exactly what we're looking at here.
Sure. Well, like you said, we can theorize and we can have sort of the point by point timeline what happens. But until we have the actual documents, I mean, if these are true, this is the smoking gun. And we have researchers trying to figure out whether or not these are authentic. They seem authentic to me. The only real problem with it is that they're almost too good to be true. It almost says exactly what we would expect them to say.
It's almost like too.
But we have them on CNN and saying, and MSNBC saying, we're going to be violent. We're allowed to attack you and kill you. Yeah. We're coming. We're going to kill the president. They're saying all this in public.
Absolutely.
They're not. You're misrepresenting comments that people have made in order to build up a narrative. And now this obviously fake document has come out and it happens to mysteriously match the fake version of things that you've experienced, and now you're like, oh shit.
That's the thing that always gets me, is like anytime I hear something that sounds like something that I want to be true, immediately like, fuck off. I'm gonna do as much research as I can, because if I want this to be true,
right,
that means I'm gonna be taken in by these lies.
I've gotten messages on like dating sites or back when I used to use Tinder that were just like, do you want to come over and have sex? And my response back, ha, 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 blocked. Like, this is a trap. How dare you?
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the kind of mentality that Alex really should be expressing. Now, this researcher of his, like I said, he has a second of it, but he immediately falls over
and goes along with
whatever Alex's version of it is. And that is that, like, this is true.
Yeah.
Fuck Michael Steele. A lifelong spy.
No idea.
With a proven track record and a great history.
What are you talking about?
Fuck that guy.
Never heard of him.
I found something on 4chan.
Never heard of him.
So you might be asking yourself at about this point.
Yeah.
What the fuck is the story of these documents?
I am actually asking myself that.
Well.
Also, I'm still back on what is spirit locking or whatever?
Cooking. Spirit cooking?
Yeah.
It's complicated.
No, don't worry about it.
In this next clip, we will get into the document's backstory. But first, Alex Jones is going to impugn the very idea that African-American communities have a right to a voice.
Great. Great.
Absolutely. And at the time, so these documents have to do with the two...
I apologize. I think it's his researcher who does it for him.
Great.
2000...
I think they collaborate.
Keep playing the clip. God damn it.
2015 Baltimore riots, the Black Lives Matter riots that were inspired.
Which we know was funded by the Justice Department.
Yes. Well, yeah, we know that a lot of people were putting funds into all these riots that, of course, started with Ferguson and spread throughout all of these things. So this goes back to 2015. And where this comes from is there is a user on 4chan. And 4chan is a totally anonymous website. You can...
it's like a place for WikiLeaks.
Yeah, it's like WikiLeaks. Yeah. There's obviously a lot of fake stuff posted there probably. But this seems pretty real. And so a user says that his brother basically was a loser, a loner, barely had a job. And yet recently, in the last couple of years, he'd taken to traveling around the United States. So this guy who leaked it said he was a little suspicious.
They admit Soros is funding a group of about 1,000 that they fly around.
Well, he just gave $18 billion. I mean, what you could do with that money is ridiculous. So obviously there's tons of funds to fly people around to program these people, train these people.
That's what I'm saying. What you read in here is what they're doing.
Right.
Continue.
Right. And so this leaker says he went looking through his brother's stuff, basically looking for proof of where his brother was getting his money. He thought maybe it was going to be drugs. He was looking for sort of proof that his brother was maybe involved in something he shouldn't be involved in. Well, he found these documents. And so these documents he took a picture of with his cell phone and then posted them to 4chan.
So that's a shit story, I would say, for a number of reasons.
I'm sold so far. Sounds too true.
There's a guy whose brother is a bum who has money. And so he goes searching for why. He finds these documents.
Right.
And instead of being like, probably a good idea to call the FBI.
No.
Probably a good idea.
Don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to take pictures of these and post them to a place where people troll like crazy.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
That seems...
I'm going to post these to the most lying place there's ever been.
And, oh, while I'm doing it, I'm going to write a legitimate story about why I found these.
Right.
As opposed to just, you know, oh, he's not interviewing anybody. That's one of his interns or like one of his research guys. I don't remember his name. I think it's Harrison something. I've never heard him on the show before. And I don't think
you said it was Harrison Smith earlier.
Did he?
You did.
I don't know that to be true.
I wrote it the fuck down.
It's Harrison something. I don't know All if right. it's Smith. But so that is a little bit of a bridge too far for me.
Yeah.
This idea of that backstory. I've been on 4chan enough times to know that a lot of threads that get started on there are
make you come.
Well,
anyways, what?
There's that.
Huh?
There's
Wait,
that.
What?
There's that.
Hold on.
There's a lot of big old titty threads on there. But there no, but there's a lot of threads where people are trying to basically work out not work out, but like some sort of they're doing an exercise in fiction.
Yeah.
They're doing some sort of like immersive interactive fiction experience. And that to me
4chan is like an open mic with the worst people on the planet.
It's kind of just like an open mic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong.
So anyway, there's a little bit more that Harrison wants to explain about these documents, and they get into it in this next clip.
And it's an action document from the Friends of Democracy, which is a PAC by George Soros' son. That
a PAC or a PAC?
Its mission statement is to get money out of politics. So that's funny enough.
I did not even bother like confirming
nah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
I don't care.
Let that one go. Hard pass.
But this is action BWI 041815. BWI is the airport code for Baltimore. 0418 is April 18th, which is 2015, which is the date that the riots started. And this says that the Action Oversight Committee of the Friends of Democracy has determined that on this Saturday, operators will implement action 041315 in part to seize as much momentum as possible from current civil unrest in the Baltimore area. Friendly officials in various administrative agencies for Baltimore have told us to expect large law enforcement response to our operations. So it talks about friendly.
But then they selectively did stand down in Baltimore and let Antifa attack.
Oh, it literally says that. It says agit orgs. They have this like militaristic.
It literally says that.
It does.
Strange how it would literally say that.
Yeah.
Odd that Alex would confirm something that is literally okay. All right, fuck off.
Way of describing everything. So agit orgs, which I guess is agitation organizers, at each act point have a specific.
That's all agitprop. That's all Soviet.
That's not agitprop.
Sure,
that's
sure.
That's not what that word means at all.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for jumping in there with that little nugget of gold.
Ironically, what you do is agitprop.
Mm-hmm. It sounds very Soviet, and they have specific departure times and must travel on designated routes. These
Soviet.
Routes have been guaranteed by friendly Baltimore officials and law enforcement as safe for ops and ox ops. So this entire thing is coordinated.
They're given safe zones. They're coordinated, mm-hmm. just like we saw in Charlottesville. They were all coordinated with the police.
Not sure.
Yet. Later confirmed when I said the media
yes.
attacked that
sounds
they were
true.
Ordered to stand down.
That is not confirmed at all. But man,
I love how Alex seems to have zero grasp of what this segment is going to be about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his intern does all of this research. And
No, he doesn't.
No.
He read the documents.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
sure,
it. That's
sure,
it.
Sure, sure. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
He has done no legwork
no,
in terms of
no,
journalism
no, no.
at all.
You have nailed that. Correct.
Because the first stage of journalism is, you know, like, you get documents like this. There's a header on there that says who created it. You know,
oh,
like
do you mean you can stop right there and call it the headline and
No. I'm saying the header stock. There is the organization's name.
Right.
Then you reach out to the organization for comment. You try and see,
disagree.
Like, is this a real document that came out of your organization?
Doesn't sound
or
right.
is this bullshit that just someone created and put on the internet?
Of course not.
That, by the way, spoiler alert. That information is not going to be addressed on this episode. So in there, what they've tried to work into the narrative is that the cops are in on it.
Which makes perfect sense.
Right. And that,
you know,
that
all
was...
all the murders the cops commit, it's part of the plan.
Oh, shit.
It's part of the plan.
Jordan.
I'm getting it now.
Unironically, you're starting to get it.
Got it.
So in this next clip, Alex takes a little bit of, I don't know, I'd call it an adolescent step. It's not a baby step. It's not a full step, but it's a step of some sort towards, just outright saying that these are real.
Okay.
I believe these documents are real.
They seem extremely real, and they have signatures at the bottom that all seem like they come from different hands. I mean,
I need to restart this because it's still, I believe these are real.
Okay.
So he's still hiding behind the...
He's not saying, I know they are real.
Right. Okay. There's still like legal...
I see where you're coming from. I see where you're coming from now.
Legal wiggle room that he's right. doing.
I believe these documents are real.
They seem extremely real, and they have signatures at the bottom that all seem like they come from different hands. I mean, it would be hard to fake all of these signatures.
And is that his brother's
would
signature?
Not. We don't know.
Let's continue.
Yeah, we haven't been able to identify that.
Let's continue.
Move on.
We have no idea if this is actually the person who is anonymous on 4chan who says that it's their brother. There's a bunch of signatures. And let me be clear. I saw these documents. I went and looked and read all of them.
Yeah.
And there is, like, these signatures are like ink.
Yeah.
They're not like photocopies of something. It is the idea is this guy who has a loser brother who has money has fucking straight up documents that were hand signed.
Reliable.
Right. Like not Alex Soros doesn't have the original copy.
Of course not.
This guy has the original copy.
More reliable.
Right.
I think the
and
only
how would you get that many signatures? Could you? It's not like a hoax could involve five people.
The only thing I can tell you for sure right now is that this intern will not be on air again. Alex is clearly like,
no, dude. Dude, in the middle of the show, I don't have the clip of it, but he's like, Harrison's getting his own show.
No! How?
He just
guy is awful.
He names every employee he has and says they're getting new shows. Like Oprah, basically.
Yeah.
He's like, Daria's getting her own show. Like, all right. I know Jesus. He wants to go 24 hours, and he probably will at some point, but...
Not a good idea.
I mean, it's already, like, you have to imagine I've seen the, like... Just in terms of views on YouTube, the massive drop-off between Alex Jones and David Knight and War Room.
Again, by design, Alex cannot imagine hiring somebody who is a potential threat to his dominance.
He's kind of like John Cena in some ways.
Yes.
Let me spell that out for you.
I don't want it spelled out. I just want to live in a world where Alex has where John Cena has Alex's face plastered onto it.
For a long time, John Cena has had like this narrative, this storyline that he's been in that's like, I run the show.
Yeah.
I'm the big guy here.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for someone to come along and dethrone me.
Right.
I would love it if someone came along and dethroned me. But of course, his behavior isn't in line with that. He, you know, he insists on winning over hot new people and stuff like that. And Alex is the same way. He's like, I wish someone would come along and be better than me.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, everyone is better than him.
I'm definitely not going to pull somebody
over. Ja'Kari Jackson, like, legitimately would be a way better version of Alex than Alex.
Infinitely.
Because he wouldn't fall for this kind of shit. He wouldn't fall for a lot of the stuff that he does.
Which is why he can't be.
I've recently gone back and watched some Ja'Kari stuff, and he's wrong a lot of the time, but it's such a breath of fresh air. And it's so weird to see, like, an InfoWars logo behind him.
Yeah.
Because he's nice.
Sounds like you're being racist.
I'm not.
I know. I'm just fucking with you.
I'm trying to think of any other employees of their past that I like. I don't think there are any.
Well, everything that we've looked into.
Rappaport.
Everything we've looked into about Ja'Kari Jackson post InfoWars is like, you seem like a pretty cool dude, man.
Yeah.
We could hang out for sure.
And even though there are a lot of disagreements, but be that as it may, let's get on to this next one. In this next clip, Harrison, who will have his own show, gets into what he believes to be the most troubling page in this document that he's found.
And so these two are the most important ones. It's post-action objectives, and this is where it almost seems like it's too good to be true. The primary objectives...
Because if this is true, it's smoking gun of organized crime terrorism.
100%. Ideal objective outcome. Civil unrest that leads to the deployment of martial law-like policies for Baltimore, creating a feedback loop. Literally, they're saying it here.
Take it nationwide.
Yeah. Well,
it's a detonator.
Well, and they want to cause violence against the police, to inspire police response, to inspire more conflict with
to make a war with local government.
Now, I ask you, who the fuck would put that in a contract? Now, here's our goal.
I don't understand. Explain to me why you wouldn't put that in a contract. Do you know what? I just signed a contract with my new employer.
Uh-huh.
My entire job is murdering everybody who comes into the office.
Wow.
They put it in the contract. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Better not leak on 4chan.
The problem is I can't tell you about
sign
it.
Sign an NDA?
Oh, shit. I'm in trouble.
How many signatures are on the page?
Five.
Oh, shit. Can't be fake.
Can't be fake.
This is such ridiculous
nonsense. I have the original document with ink.
It's such nonsense. Yeah. The idea that, okay, so if you want to go down Alex Jones's road, you have to believe that there is a shadowy globalist organization that is trying to create all of these race war riots and what have you in order destabilization.
Of course.
And so, but they have to do it like fucking secretly. Why the fuck would this organization that allegedly has $18 billion of George Soros's money be so fucking stupid that they'd put in a document for literally no reason, here's our end goal. Let's try and get people to fight with the police.
But isn't that part of his narrative? One part of his narrative is that he is fighting against the most incompetent organization ever in the history of ever.
It is an organization equivalent to Mr. Magoo.
It's
so ridiculous.
Yeah. So bad.
Yeah. If it's taken you 20 years to take them down, in quotes, you are
not
shitting the bed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
But that is one of the things that he does talk about where it's like, don't we all have to choose our own subjugation?
But that's not in
contract.
So,
of course,
it's nonsense.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Have you ever signed the Apple iTunes license agreement?
I have.
Done.
Great.
Done.
Oh, man.
You're a globalist.
I completely forgot something I meant to do earlier.
Sign the Apple iTunes agreement?
No, I was going to explain to you what Zach's narrative is.
Nah.
We'll do it another time.
We're too late. We're already like 2 hours into this, and we haven't gotten through the first day.
Oh, the second day is almost nothing.
Oh, okay.
The second day is straight up a punchline.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
I feel like I might have given away a little bit too much already.
All right.
So anyway, in this,
I'm just saying to all of our live viewers on Twitch, this will be released as a podcast.
No, it will be. It will be. And I have no qualms about what's going on right now. So at this point right now, Alex Jones is going to explain that, like, look, you are a pedestrian.
Of course.
Harrison, he's an amateur.
Naturally.
He's kind of an idiot. Alex Jones is an expert on things.
Can we get Roger Stone back? I want more of The Good Life.
I want to punch Jake Tapper.
Here's another interesting
one. So this is either real or someone who has intimate knowledge of their actual attack profile.
Right.
No!
Right. If this was
two options.
They're not.
It would just be impressive that they were able to fake this so sophisticatedly.
I'm not bragging, but I mean, I'm an expert on the anti-fascist and the Black Lives Matter and the globalists going back to Seattle covering it there. This is the maximum knowledge of them.
Yeah.
This has got to be real. Or again, someone who has been inside made it.
So again, he's still skirting like legal issues, probably. In terms of being like, this is real, or
it's realer than real,
right?
Because it's too fake to not be real,
right? In this next clip, Alex Jones discusses there was a New York Times full page ad that got put out about Trump protests that were going to be happening, they weren't advocating violence at all, and they have come and gone since then, and no real violence to speak of happened.
Nobody's caused any
issues.
There was
nothing. It was all kind of
happened.
It's in line with that November 4th narrative that Alex is pushing. That was a bunch of bullshit.
Which is a huge discussion that we can have about the massive amount of money and such that is spent on protests that have ultimately done nothing.
I don't know. Let's discuss.
That's a conversation to have
let's
later.
Let's discuss that another time because I'm not sure I'm comfortable with it does nothing, but it.
We're gonna talk about that.
So, the only reason I bring that up is because in this clip, Alex discusses this New York Times full page ad that was put out in terms of this, and I can't take this clip as being anything other than Alex Jones pussyfooting around the idea of outlawing protest.
And again, they say in the New York Times, the nightmare must end. The Trump-Pence regime must go. November 4th, it begins. Be there. Join with thousands who gather in cities and towns across the country, a movement of protest that continue every day, every night, growing until we become millions determined to stop until this regime is driven from power. And then it goes through it on the plan, calling for violence on the website.
Right. Yeah, that's a $100,000 ad. You can't do that.
You know what shocked me? Stuff on the site is word for word from that.
Mm. Well, and it talks about the agitation of local civilian population.
Just really quick, it word for word is not from.
No.
It's not similar to the ad at all. It's not similar to refusefascism.org at all.
The escalation of civil unrest, the provocation of hostile, they say hostile law enforcement, which hostile probably just means
ones they don't control, people that might actually stand up. No, when we were in D.C. for the inauguration, the cops were later admitted, ordered to stand down. They were, the Antifa was able to beat up with Black Lives Matter, families just trying to get in, even press just trying to get in. They mainly targeted women for some reason, trying to get men to fight back, knowing men will fight if you go after a woman.
Which is interesting in context,
considering
because
his entire fucking philosophy is built around they're coming for our women.
Well, and more ironic even that on inauguration weekend, there were so many videos of him drunk screaming cupcake at women.
I love the big thing that I noticed through all of this is that his intern's language, like the things that he's describing of like, this is how they're saying it. This is what they're saying. It's like, we're going to do some like. It's all couched in this military language that makes sense as military language if you've only watched movies about military language, you know? It's all of this nonsense buzzwords of like, oh, the action is the operation, like all of this shit, and it's like, you're just giving up the game, man. This is all fake bullshit.
Yeah.
You watched London Has Fallen and you're like, this is probably true.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, I hate to be like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
so in this next.
One more in the column of Jordan is right.
In this next clip, Harrison gets to talking about another thing that he learned from reading these documents that might sound a little surprising to you.
Get off my plane!
Okay, different so here Harrison. Sorry.
Here we see some of the outline of the funding, how they're paid, when they're paid. You have this sticky note that supposedly is from this guy who the documents belong to, is maybe calculating his take, which seems to be $26,000 for one person for this one event, as well as travel because he didn't live in the same city.
That sounds right.
Consider that. $26,000 for one person at one event.
Well, if you multiply 26,000
right
by 1,000, you get $18 billion, right?
I guess so.
That sounds right.
Seems like dumb money. Seems like a nouveau riche.
Dude,
ending up buying a couple boats.
God, if this were, oh man, I would take that 26,000 in a heartbeat. Are you shitting me?
I mean, I don't want to be involved in treason necessarily. I don't want to be involved in.
I want to be
domestic
involved.
Terror.
I want to be involved in fake treason, though.
Oh, if this was all fake, I'd take it.
Oh, of course. Because yeah, it is all fake.
I take that money.
Oh, of course. Give me max coin. I'll take $26,000 in max coin.
That's going to be so many max coins.
So many max coins.
Might be a billion max coins.
18 billion max coins, actually.
Soros, hit a brother up. Need 26 grand. So at that point, Alex hears this, and he's like, all right, that contract says 26 grand.
Right.
That is absurd. And even he can't be like.
Even Alex is like, come on, man.
He's got to pivot a little bit in terms of being like, oh, shit, what are we going to do with this?
Right.
And so he decides to make up ideas about who this guy's brother is.
Okay.
Right? So he creates an entire fiction.
It's Zach Jr., right?
Must be.
Yeah.
So he creates an entire fiction around, like, why he must be getting this amount of money. And at the same time, what they take is this on the sheets. You can find these. I might post all of the images of these on our website. I don't know why I would, though. You can find
them. I don't
them.
Know why.
You can would. Find them if you look yeah. for them.
You can Google them.
There's a watermark on the pages that says level 7, which is, again...
That sounds right.
Super easy to fake.
Too real.
Right.
Too real to not be true.
Alex Jones decides that this guy is level 7 in terms of the organization, as if that means anything. And
yeah,
he
no,
knows,
he's a Mason?
He knows what that means. So this next clip is entirely just... fantasy scenario.
Did these guys sign billion-year-long NDAs?
Must be. Yeah, oh, it's Sea Org.
Yeah, exactly.
Just keep in mind, this is Harrison and Alex Jones just making stuff up.
And it appears from the document he's a squad leader.
Right.
He's level 7.
The operator.
This may be to operate the whole mm-hmm. node he's bringing in.
Yeah, it yep. seems like these documents are the operator level.
This is operator a platoon level. Funding.
Right, and there'd be people above him who are called agit orgs and people below him who he would probably control called auxiliary ops. And who knows, you know, how much knowledge they actually have of what they're involved in. But
who knows?
That shows, and it says, do not report this income to anybody. They've handled it
only
with
level
authorities
8
and accounting firms. I mean, the levels of collusion just don't end. And then-
just because someone has,
never end.
Someone has handled the taxes and all that stuff on their end yeah. doesn't mean it handles it on your end.
Nope.
So even that is preposterous.
Does. It does.
Preposterous.
Who do you think? Okay, so this guy's level 7,
mm-hmm.
right? So that means he's below the agit org.
How are the 6 levels
above,
below him?
Who are the 6 levels below him?
I could only
How many levels does it go higher?
Oh, gotta be like 20.
20 levels?
Yeah, I think it's probably indefinite, you know.
How do you get to level Look,
Soros,
you and I
all
started...
I know, Soros level 69. Up high. Come on. Finally got
nice.
A high five out of you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But like, just the very idea that this guy's layabout loser brother who happens to just leave a, let's call it treasonously damning document laying around the
Laying
house, happens to be level, like on the 7th level of this scam. So if he thinks he's a squad leader, that's
yes.
level 7. So
yeah.
level 6 would be, I can only think of maybe 2 levels beneath that. Logistically.
Well, I mean, level 1
that's
is,
the,
level 1 is where we're at, right? Like
right.
if we joined the organization
we're
right
dumb.
Now.
We're dumb.
We're level 1.
We're dumb.
Right?
We're walking around the street like idiots. Blah.
Level 2, you have to kill a Crip, right? Like that's how that works.
Right. That's what I've heard.
Okay. Level 3 is you join the Masonic Lodge.
Right.
Level 4 is you leave the Masonic Lodge.
Level 5 is you go against your programming and you snitch.
Level 6 is you go against your programming and snitch against your snitches.
Right. And then give them stitches.
And then level 7
level
is giving them stitches.
Level 11.
Level 11. Lucky number 11, actually.
I don't understand it. I don't think that there is room within the logistics of the organization that there is.
It's a bad...
For there to be literally 7 levels before a squad leader?
I don't think there are even 7 levels before you get to general in the military, right?
I don't think so. I think
like
it's maybe
you go,
like 4.
You go private, you go, and then others, and then you're a general.
There's
I don't know.
Special,
I don't know how it works.
Special, private.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's colonel or
I think colonel might
sergeant.
Be a, colonel might be above general.
Sergeant. Colonel's not above general.
Yeah, this, you know what? I'll be honest. I know nothing about the military. I know nothing about that organization.
Yeah, you got like lieutenants and colonels and,
Look. It's fine because we're making this up as we go along.
Yeah.
Because so is Alex and
yeah,
Harrison.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, let's finish up
this
there.
This is a fun little improv game they're playing.
Yeah.
And then finally, they have this approved practices, which really, I mean, it just blatantly says, you know, closed fist may be used only below the neck and above the belt. Kicking is not permitted unless provoked. Props, they say props, which just means weapons.
And
Marquess of Queensberry rules.
Low. And then behind, and why do they knock your food over? It's all in there.
They're just following instructions. Yeah, they're not doing anything, you know, for themselves.
I guess.
So Alex's idea of what's going on is they just, like, you get a plate of food and they're just like, pah! Knock it over.
Right, because it's in your torso area.
It's in your torso.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I always wondered why they hit me middle. I don't think that does happen. I mean, I've never seen you be assaulted.
Marquess of Queensberry
ever.
Rules.
Yeah. I have no idea. I mean, I think people probably just knock over your food because you're a dick. I think that's probably more likely.
Show up at Luby's one time and all the old ladies are gone and some asshole knocks your food out of your plate.
Right.
You're like, well, he's obviously level 7.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, because on level 7, you get to kick.
No kicking! How fucking stupid is that?
No! Why would you include the no kicking rule?
Because it's too
is
obvious.
Is that in the NDA?
It's too obvious. Your body has to make too much of a motion to do
right,
it.
Right,
you
right.
You just gut punch someone. You can do it like, oh. You can do the 1-inch punch. No one's the wiser. You're like a mule.
I feel like Bruce Lee is way higher than level 7.
This is such bullshit. so much nonsense, but I love it.
Enter the Dragon level 7.
I love this so much. Every single piece of this analysis of these documents is so stupid. Like, there's nothing responsible about this. It's literally Alex Jones. Like, I can't be clearer about this. The reason I started this episode with that episode, like that thing from Christmas Eve, is you can see how fucking bent out of shape he is about missing the boat on QAnon.
Right.
This comes up and he's like, I gotta go in.
Let's do it.
I gotta dive in.
What? 1 foot? Nah.
Right.
Both
who,
feet.
Who cares if this is confirmed? Doesn't matter.
I can't kick this water because I'm not level 7. But I can jump in with both feet.
Right. And as it goes along, you're seeing this, him losing the if this is true, it's damning.
Right.
Which is where he started, and now it's becoming more, this is fucking true.
He's just getting more and more excited.
Right.
He's giddy.
So in this next clip, Alex Jones, for the longest time, has wondered, when I go to these protests, why doesn't anyone talk to me? Spit take!
God damn
everyone
it.
Drinks for
God
a spit take.
God damn it. Yes. God damn it, Dan. You spit took me.
First spit take in podcast history. It took a year and 11 days, but we got there. So he's wondering, why the fuck doesn't anyone talk to me? And it turns out it's in the document.
do not congregate with other ops or ox ops in a group of more than two. Do not make prolonged eye contact when in crowds.
Which is why they never talk and why they never, it's all a program.
It's all NDA. It's all acting. It's all play acting.
It's why the communists will never talk to you on camera because they're controlled.
If it weren't for the NDA, everybody would talk to Alex Jones. That's just obvious.
I've watched so many videos of him out at protests, like, or his people out there. And most of the time they're like, fuck you.
But that's NDA talk.
It's just people in like ski masks and have you. And like you have like an Owen Schroyer trying to break the line of those shields.
Right.
And they'll be like, you suck.
Did they have shields or was it more like just like.
No, they had straight up shields.
Did they have just more like little signs that said, no, thank you.
No,
thank you to Owen Schroyer.
No, they were like
full
those
on shield?
Those.
Then that's smart.
Those real shields.
I'm on their team on the real shields part.
Yeah, I'm into it too. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. I think that's a way better. Okay.
But if we're going to
talk about superheroes and the way to describe things, I think the Democratic Socialists and Antifa, our shield is like the Captain America shield. Like
it
we're
comes
about
back when you
shields.
Throw it.
No. It's about shields.
The
like
shield?
It's not Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and Seth Rollins. We're not
Rollins.
About attacking. We're about, like, fucking protect all of these people.
Right.
So I like
making
shields.
Making a barrier.
I like shields.
Right.
I just think we should write no thank you Owen Schroyer on them.
In before the show, like an hour and a half or so before the show, I was watching the videos because I wanted to figure out the truth about
An hour and a half before the show, so 7.5 hours ago,
give or take.
Yeah,
I watched because I was trying to figure out that narrative of someone putting a gun on Owen Schroyer.
Yeah, of course.
And so I watched the video of them with the shields,
right?
David Knight was giving commentary over it, and he was like, "What they're doing is this thing that all the leftists do. They
you're
bump
not
you.
Doing a great. No. You're not doing a great
no, no, no,
David
no, no.
Knight." Do it more boring.
I can't.
Do it infinitely more boring.
I don't do voices.
No. I'm not even saying do a voice. I'm just saying be as boring as you can be.
Nah, these leftists, they bump you. I don't know. I don't want to do this. I don't want to play this game.
Nailed it.
But he's like, they will bump you. And all it is these guys standing in formation, just in a straight line. And Owen Schroyer's cameraman walking closer to them and back. and making it appear that he's being in some way harassed and bumped and stuff. It's the same thing you see with Mike Cernovich doing these videos where he has like his selfie stick with the camera coming down and there's like 10 people behind him just standing there blocking him from getting into a protest and him walking and them following behind him so that he can't double back and him being like, they're harassing me. They're harassing me.
It's the Wayne's World close-up cam.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, whoa.
Definitely.
Like, that's what it is.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's all just, it's a load of hot horse shit. And I just, it very much bothers me, but I fucking love, cause I dwell in the real world. I'm aware of.
Boring.
Well, but because I'm there, I get why people don't want to talk to Alex Jones. And so the fact that it confuses him so tickles me.
Not hard to get it.
It charms me so much that he's confused. Like, why the fuck don't these people want to talk to me? Like, I'm fun. I like a good time.
So you think it's pure personal insecurity?
No, he thinks it's that liberals can't express their positions and they're all brainwashed.
Right. But I mean, ultimately, like once you get
he does take it a little
personal. Personal insecurity. Yeah.
It's not wholy that. But I mean, it's a piece of it.
If you build up a narrative of an NDA keeps people from talking to you. That's paranoid personal insecurity, right?
Well, it's like, sure. I mean, that's like
I tried to mail a letter and they were like, no.
That's the sad guy who has like a conspiracy about why his girlfriend broke up with him. It's in the same camp.
Right.
But I mean, that to me is.
Her new boyfriend brain roster.
To be fair, I mean, that's still like the NDA keeps people from talking to me is still on some mark. More interesting, or it's less interesting to me than an NDA keeps people from talking about fucking trying to get martial law going. Like, that to me is like,
right.
Any fucking idiot would be like, I'm exposed here.
Well, do you know what the issue
is? I'm exposed.
Do you know what the biggest issue in American history is?
What's that?
John Wilkes Booth signed an NDA.
It's true.
It's just true.
Little known fact. So, in this next clip, Alex Jones kind of fucks it up and indicates that he really, really believes these documents.
Okay.
You know, we're sending out an SOS. George Soros has overthrown more than 10 countries. He brags about the latest Ukraine.
Stuart Copeland.
He's overthrown financially more than 20. He's a Nazi war criminal. He admittedly funds Antifa, the Islamic groups in the U.S., all of it.
Boy.
And they've got stuff saying overthrow the government, go after the cops, you know, this stuff before last November. And then you see these documents. So, Harrison, other key points, things we should recap. I mean, they're talking about triggering martial law 3 years ago, back in 2015, 3.5 years ago, so that Obama could basically stay in office. And it turned out that the Justice Department was funding it. They were pushing it. This is their goal, to get America fighting with each other, but it didn't work.
Yeah,
we feel pretty good about that.
As we all know, America has definitely stopped fighting with each other.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we've all come to an agreement, which is why Trump has a 100% approval rating, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we stopped fighting with each other and we just accepted that he's bringing back prosperity. Is that what he's doing?
I think Alex would present it that way.
I got you.
So what are your thoughts? Where are your thoughts at?
Dude, I'm out.
You're out?
I'm listening to this shit and I'm just going, nah, you guys have your fun. Like this is going to see a bad improv group. Like a Second City first year class is like, we're going to do a bar show together. Like, nah, dude, I'm out.
Okay. Well, it's good then that we only have a few more clips left. They're only going to have to yes and a few more times.
Okay, good call.
So as the episode goes on, we've kind of experienced about as much of Alex Jones's transformation from like, if it's true, it's damning to like, oh, I believe them.
It's totally true. Yeah.
To now him being like, now it's time to get weird with the narrative.
Right. It's time to pray.
He does not let the fourth hour host get on air.
Who's going to host the fourth hour?
It's actually unclear. I don't know. Because they don't get in. I think it might have been Owen Schroyer, and then he just does the war room. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, whatever.
But Alex sticks it out because he is just fucking, he's got a bee in his bonnet.
Yeah.
And he's going, and he says two things at the end of this episode that I think are like, this is you're losing it. This is fucked up. Yeah. Here's the first one.
And these are the groups that are literally advocating, when they launch their main operation, those stuff was just a beta test, to literally go out when the revolution starts and shoot. Each person is supposed to shoot 5 cops a night. And I mean, if the cop unions put up with this, I don't say you deserve it, but God, man up, man.
All right. Fair enough.
So if I understand this correctly.
Right. It's in the contract. You shoot 5 cops a night.
If I understand this correctly, mm-hmm. also the cop unions are in on this?
Totally. They're pussies. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It's nonsense. It's such nonsense.
All right.
Who's he getting the information? They're like, okay, all these people.
You got to
like,
shoot 5 cops, of mm-hmm. course.
Yeah, 5.
Well, I mean, you want a nice round number.
Sure, yeah. Sure. And everyone knows there's always an even number of Antifa members.
Right.
If one goes out, another one gets stabbed.
Right.
Got to
no,
keep it even.
Of course. Yeah. But you also have to kill an odd number of cops.
Right.
So that you can always have a prime number? Like, what are we talking about here?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just to the chat room, we will do the call in soon. We have got it set up. We have a Discord, thing going on. We are Knowledge Fight on Discord. So if you want to get, your Discord together, like, I don't know if you have to download it or just get an account, we are Knowledge Fight on there. If you add us as a friend, we will add you and then you'll be able to call into the show. So just to everyone, cause there's some people who wanted to call in. Won't be able to do it today, but, on future episodes, we'll, be able to do that. Now here is the second thing that Alex says that's fucking stupid.
Okay.
It's time to go to the bars. It's time to go out. It's time for women, when these guys hit on you that are city officials, to, you know, you're an operative for America. You're not commanded by anybody. I infiltrated Bohemian Grove, you name it, not run by some agency. It's time for us to run operations against them.
Yeah, it's like...
We need women to infiltrate the Democrats.
Right. He's basically asking for, like, sex ops
of course.
Right.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, hey, women, get it together. Fucking start seducing Democrats at bars so I can get information.
Sure.
Something along those.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, there is a Discord channel. It is, Knowledge Fight is the name of it. So what I did after this is I monitored Alex Jones's website. I went to Infowars.com.
Oh, because you're a woman infiltrating the Infowars website?
No.
No?
I wanted to
different
see,
thing.
I wanted to see how his audience responded to this narrative that he was spinning.
Right.
This idea that he had documents that proved a connection between Soros
right.
and Antifa.
Right.
They were trying to create all this division and what have you.
And they were like, first off, none of us are women.
Here are the I think I pulled like 10 comments. Uh-huh. I'm going to read them to you, and I haven't read them since yesterday when I pulled them.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to try and censor myself on the fly.
Oh boy. Mm. Are we going to get a lot of N-words tossed around?
No, but you will get some weirdness.
Mm.
And very clear racism.
Yeah.
If European Americans were aware of the number of black riots
nope,
since
I'm
the
out.
60s.
I'm out. I'm already done.
The trillions of white tax dollars that fed and breed blacks.
Nope.
How high white people's taxes are just to pay for the criminality, the corruption, and
no
the damage
thanks.
Blacks do to any city that they live in.
Stop.
The percentage of black on white violence. This nonsense would end immediately.
Great.
Here's someone named Sovereign
Heroes.
Sovereignty Soldier. If these documents are legit, Alex Soros and his daddy should be a green light to every patriot in the nation. Someone with more technical skills than I should organize a watch on both of these so they don't leave at a moment's notice. They can be found. A website dedicated 24/7 to tracking Soros. Some patriot who has enough will utilize this info.
Right. That one I'm fine with.
Here's a guy named Citizen X. Nothing will happen till summer when the climate is more African-like and the Mungumbus can have their native element.
Well, goodbye, Dan. I had a great time tonight. It's time for me to go home.
Here's a here's a quote from Ralph Kimball. The black woman.
Love me, Ralph Kimball.
The black woman, a piss-poor excuse for a mayor that told those rioters to go out and loot some more, was on Obama's payroll. This was all designed to embarrass the Republicans as the country geared up for elections. Oh, that one's too long. Here's the next one. This is from Not So New. And that is why you never catch me without my old trusty Browning 9mm under my shirt.
Hard yes on white genocide.
Thanks for the documents. I just downloaded and printed for my defense attorney in the event you want to test your dedication to your very stupid cause.
That's hilarious.
That's indicating that he's going to print these documents like it's the catcher in the rye.
That's fantastic.
He's going to have on him
he's
when he
have
kills
it in
a
his
protester.
Pocket. He's
going to
have it in his pocket. That's fantastic. Sad. Fantastic.
Here's Chris Potts. He has a comment. When Bannon left, liberal Dems, Jared, Ivanka, Cohn, and Goldman Sachs took over. Those pesky Jews, eh? Here's a comment from...
Hold on. In the midst of all of that bile, there's the word pesky? Like this is Scooby-Doo?
Right.
Like these meddling kids?
Right.
All right.
So here's Traitor Slayer. Traitor Slayer.
All right. He's a hero.
He comments, Soros should have been swinging from the gallows a long time ago. We all allowed this to happen. Hang this traitor fuck!
Hang this traitor fuck?
Yeah, there's no...
Or hang this traitor...
There's no punctuation there.
Grammatically, this is all trouble.
He also spells fuck without a C. Interesting. So here's a comment from Last of the Patriots. If it happens again because of sorry-ass Soros and his demon clan, Americans will united and capture any family scum of sorry-ass Soros. They will be tried by the people! Exclamation point. They will be convicted by the people! Exclamation point. And they will die! 6 exclamation points. By the people! All caps. American patriots of America are getting very tired of the shenanigans going on in our country, and we will unite! All caps, exclamation point. And get these people. Their time on Earth is getting shorter, and with each passing day, that's an incomplete sentence, none will exist.
Again, I think the biggest thing that we're taking away from this is that you and I have more of an issue with their grammar.
Yeah. None will exist by the end of this year, and America will be a great nation again, 3 exclamation points. Prepare, American patriots, 3 exclamation points. War is on the horizon.
Right.
Single exclamation point.
So, okay.
Here's Good Boy. Good Boy has the comment. Will someone...
Oh, is that a dog?
Would someone please kill both Soroses? Here's a guy...
That's a very straightforward appeal to the crowd. I like that.
Here's another comment from Hans P. is a pretentious douche. I don't know who that is, but sounds like it.
Hans P.?
Freddie Gray and Trayvon Martin were both...
We're
both completely staged fake events where nobody died.
We got your fucking point, Dan. This is going too far.
Is it? I just want you to know the reality of what people...
No,
on,
everybody Alex, got it.
Everybody
got it.
No, but you understand. The reason I'm bringing this up, and thankfully I didn't run into any ends in there, but like, the reason I'm doing that, and I want to bring that really into focus, is that this is the response that people have to that narrative that we just laughed about for a good hour and a half. And it's absurd. There's no critical thinking skills being employed by the people who are listening to the show. Their immediate response is vitriol, anti-Semitism, and hatred against blacks.
It's fascinating.
That's their reaction.
It's fascinating, again, because we live in a world that is post-parody. Like, that is legitimately hilarious. But people believe that shit.
What do you mean it's hilarious? Hilarious that that's their reaction?
No. If that wasn't real, like if you were writing a shitty sketch.
And be clear.
That's really funny.
And be clear, those reactions, those comments that I pulled weren't bots.
No.
There were a bunch that were clearly bots and I ignored them.
Of course. It's just like, as a comic, I don't write Trump jokes because there's, What's the escalation that you can go?
Right.
You know, like this whole thing is beyond reality. And listening to these comments is like, that is hilarious and insane that people really say it. Like,
well,
these are people who believe that shit. I can't comprehend what it takes to believe 6 exclamation points is okay.
Well, it's a part of like...
I mean, the rest of it is whatever, but it's 6 exclamation points?
It's the part of tragedy that's funny on some level.
No.
That is that, like, the horror you have to kind of laugh at.
Yeah.
And we never deal with the idea of the comment sections on his site, and I felt like this was an appropriate time to do that because this is all such bullshit.
Right.
And that's how these people respond to it.
Right.
There's no one who's like, this is not true.
Yeah.
It's all either directed towards anti-Semitism / Soros needs to die.
Right.
Or fuck these black people. They're so stupid.
Yeah.
Those are the two directions they end up going.
I mean, now, at the same time, and this is a weird thing to, I don't think this is a defense so much as it is, like, if you watch a Twitch stream of, play video games.
Oh.
No, like a video game Twitch stream, like a very popular one.
Right.
In your chat room, you're going to find there's a lot of weird racist-ass comments.
Thankfully, not ours.
Because, for some reason, comment sections are a nightmarish place for people who are clearly damaged and hurt.
Yeah.
For them to express some sort of pain.
Anger.
I don't know what to tell you
that
point.
But also, at the same time, you're letting Alex and his ilk off the hook a little bit because they curate
that.
No,
I'm not.
There's a reason that we don't have people spewing anti-Semitism and racism in our chat room, and that's because everyone who watches the show
Sandra
live
Bullock,
is awesome.
Hey, never mind.
So
I'm never going to not love that.
Jordan, we have two clips left.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I'm glad that we waited a day to discuss this narrative.
Okay.
Because I would have loved to discuss this yesterday.
Yes, clearly.
Would have fucking loved it.
You've really hammered that thought home.
But I'm glad that I didn't, because on the 10th,
yes,
Alex was reporting this irresponsibly because he hadn't checked into any of it. But he was still saying, I believe this, but not saying it's true. And he was saying, if it's true, it would be damning.
Yes.
So you give it a day.
Yes. He's couched it in protective language.
You give it a day, and the next day on the show, there's literally no reason for him not to have a definitive answer about it.
Right.
Because that's how research works.
You could just Google it.
This seems to be the most important issue. It would clearly prove some sort of domestic terrorism being carried out by your biggest enemy.
He spent his whole show. He's got all of this conversation taken care of.
Right.
This is the most important narrative that you could possibly spin, because this is the end of the Republic as we know it.
Absolutely.
If these people are doing this,
absolutely,
you have to spend all of your time. If this is real, I would agree with him. You need to spend all of your time fighting against this.
It's the only thing to do.
Right. So I assume that for the next 6 to 12 weeks, he is going to do this every single day, right?
No. He treads water on the January 11th show for the first 58 minutes, saying nothing.
Of course.
Nothing. Just victim narratives, just victim bullshit.
Right.
Zero. Nothing. Right. Not even related to the documents.
White people are under attack.
And then
Dan,
58 minutes into the show, he says this.
The Bible says many times nothing hidden will remain hidden. Everything will be shown. Even things thrown in the deepest ocean will one day be cast back up on the sand of the beach.
I remember that.
And I should have even led the show with this. The big breaking news yesterday, it's up on Infowars.com. Documents detail plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore. How Obama planned to use, through the Soros funding, trigger events to cause nationwide race war that would bring in martial law. And then you look at what the Loretta Lynch and others were pushing and the Strong Cities Initiative. It was all right there.
Of course.
That story is so powerful.
So now he's presenting it
powerful,
unequivocally as
powerful,
real. He has just done nothing. He has not checked on it, because if he had, what he would say is, we reached out to them, no comment from them at this time.
Yeah.
They wouldn't get back to us. We reached out to the Open Societies Initiative.
Right.
We
did
reached out
thing
to Alex Soros. He did not comment on this. Any of those things would be able, he would be able to use them to his advantage. He doesn't do that. He doesn't
What's
take
called
any steps.
Due diligence.
Right. He doesn't do any of that. He just comes on air and pretends that fucking fake documents from 4chan are real.
Explosive.
But he couches it the first day, and then the next day is like, there's an article up there, and he presents it as if it's real.
Yeah.
Now, I thought that was it.
Of course.
I thought that was it. I had no idea. I thought, okay, Alex is just going to fucking punt or whatever. Like,
right.
We did this. He's going to use it as a waypoint later.
Which, considering the situation, shouldn't have said that last clip, but if he were to punt, smart idea.
But
let
that,
it go.
But that
you
clip,
got a good day out of
that
it.
That clip still works with a punt.
Right.
Because he can use it for, like we always call it, the waypoints later.
Right.
He can be like,
right,
you
right.
remember when those Antifa documents
right.
leaked.
Right,
and
right,
I'm
right.
like, I kind of remember that and not remember how it was a
right.
fake hoax on 4chan.
No.
And,
smart
know,
idea.
Now,
smart idea. Punt. You had a good day.
Now.
Let it go.
20 minutes later,
uh-huh.
I realized that Alex Jones.
This dude doesn't punt.
He might be playing some angles.
Okay.
He might have been overdoing it intentionally. First of all, because of that missing out the boat on QAnon, and because he knew who was going to be booked on the show the next day.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sell me on this.
The next day, January 11th.
2018.
Chuck Norris's son.
No!
Sit back down. Sit back down.
No, 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 no.
Sit back down. Chuck Norris's son, who was the director of Amerigeddon that Alex Jones is in,
okay,
is on the show. And Alex Jones knew that the day before.
Of course.
Also, Alex Jones keeps saying throughout this show that he's trying to get Chuck on. And he's like, a little bird told me Chuck might be coming on later.
Right.
And so this is a mic down moment.
Okay.
Listen to this flaming bullshit.
Okay.
The Crossroads of Hunter Wilde, a near future film of the Second American Civil War triggered by Antifa, a spiritual war.
Everything's falling apart out there, huh?
Preparing for it's one thing. Living it?
So real quick, just to give you some context, all you need to know about this movie, I watched the trailer, all you need to know about it is it's like a gun white family who's like under siege and they're really Christian and the bad guy is mysteriously black.
Of course.
Anyway, here
Who'd
we go.
Who'd have guessed?
Let's go.
Confusion has got a grip on the town. Still here.
How do you fight something you can't see?
Prayer.
The world turned their back on God a long time ago. Is it not possible God said enough?
Your Bible can't help you now, can it?
Should have been raptured. If we close our eyes to what's going on the outside, we're going to wake up and the enemy is going to be right here inside of our gate.
The enemy's not afraid to kill. But it's nothing compared to the battle that's to come.
Is he dying? We fight against spiritual wickedness in high places.
And our only weapon is prayer.
Call out on your God.
That's the black guy again.
But he is mine.
This thing has no authority over you. Fight it.
I want Hunter Wilde.
The believers are our greatest prize.
So they spend 40 minutes of the show trying to pimp this movie.
This whole thing, this whole fucking thing has been a movie promo? Fuck off. God damn it. This is worse than an ad pivot.
There's two stages to it. There's two stages. It's that. It's that. That's one part of it. That's one part of it. But then the part of it that I was discussing earlier about Alex Jones really being pissed off that he missed the boat on the last internet hoax is that's in there too. Like, because this is not wholly preparing the audience for this Chuck Norris's son movie that he knows he's pimping the next day. He knows he needs to, like, feed that a little bit. Because also, spoiler alert, that movie on DVD is being sold on Infowars.com.
Wait, what?
It's being sold on Infowars.com. So, I mean, like, he has a financial stake in it to a certain amount.
If
but, like,
we get,
it's crazy. It's crazy.
If we get $10 million in donations by the end of January, we will absolutely watch that movie.
I'll watch the movie for free. I shouldn't have said that. Also, like...
Soros, somebody needs to watch this movie. Come on!
And also, when you're in the midst of, like, this weird patriot... white identity sort of world that we live in now, a little fucking clunky to name your antagonist or protagonist Hunter Wild.
I don't get it.
A little on the nose.
Wait, is there
a little on the nose.
I don't get what they're trying to reference. What are you talking
about? A little on the nose.
Huh?
A little, That trailer, people should watch it because there's weird spiritual bullshit going on in it.
I feel
but
like
it's
I...
also like, it's, clearly allegorical for being scared of blacks.
You know how sometimes
it's crazy.
You know how sometimes you watch a movie trailer and you're like, "I saw the movie. I saw three of those movies.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That's all the movie I need to see."
If you've ever seen Left Behind, you kind of
get
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, that one drop in there that's way out of place, like. We shouldn't have been raptured. Like
that was my favorite. That was my favorite.
First of all, why are you saying that? Why are you? Why are you in the story then?
If
you were raptured,
what are you doing there?
Right.
Where are you if you were raptured?
Maybe that character is delusional or something like that.
Maybe that character is in heaven.
But it also
that character is in heaven.
No, it is not an Oscar Wilde reference. It is absolutely not.
They don't even know who Oscar Wilde is.
Oh, the chat room does.
Oh, no.
I was responding to the chat room. There's a question in the chat room. I know. It's a reference to those two words being about being white and free. Anyway, I apologize to some extent that I knew that was coming the whole time.
Son of a bitch.
But at the same time, I believe wholeheartedly and full-throatedly that Alex Jones is operating on a system where he believes that the internet and all their scams and their hoaxes are working better than him, and he's insecure and very pissed off about that as 2018 begins.
Agreed.
And thus, when this drops in his lap, these clearly fucking fake documents on 4chan, he is like, I gotta jump on this. I gotta jump on this. And then on top of that, he uses it to push harder for Chuck Norris's son's movie. Also,
say those words again.
They also do a 5-minute
Chuck Norris's son's movie.
They also did a fucking 5-minute commercial on air for Chuck Norris's new brand of water.
He has a
water bottle called C-Force. Probably
okay.
Chuck Force. I don't know.
Yeah. No.
Anyway, I'd like to apologize that this has taken this long. But
to get to this perfect punchline?
Jesus Christ, it's amazing. And
wow.
Get this.
This is worse than an ad pivot because this took a whole episode of Alex Jones to get to this ad pivot.
He doesn't talk about the documents at all the rest of the show. That's it.
Well, that story's done.
That's it. Yeah.
He had his fun.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's time to let that shit go.
He can never be allowed off the hook for this. Like, he can't. People have to keep reminding him, like, hey, remember when you got tricked by that bullshit?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, no one really cares all that much.
Nope.
Except our listeners,
which
I appreciate very much.
Just us and you lovely, lovely people.
If anybody, in the big picture, anyone was paying attention, like, on a massive scale, Alex Jones's career would be over, I think, within couple weeks.
Of course.
Because of this sort of bullshit.
Yeah.
And the desperation in believing internet scams and hoaxes that is probably going to continue. I have to assume it's not going to end today or anything.
I don't think we did it.
He'll get tricked by the next one.
We're not going to George W. Bush a mission accomplished banner behind us.
Yeah. So I assume whatever comes next will be worse. But at least at the end of the day.
Delightful.
In terms of, like, what he advocated for, I mean, I know he wants to kill Soros and all, but at least at the end of that episode, he was just saying, like, hey, guys, hey, women, go fuck Democrats for info. At least that's, like, just sexist and horrible. It's not, like, it's not violence.
I would rather put super male vitality on my burger than watch that movie.
Yeah. Amen. So anyway, Jordan, we have a website called knowledgefight.com.
Do we?
We do.
Do There's we post content
You have a new blog up there.
I always do. Every...
You're advocating for a third party.
I do.
I generally don't agree with you, but I stand behind your positions.
I think the first issue that a third party should have is, and I think this is the most important issue that is unaddressed today, is equality for women.
Agreed.
I think once we get there,
and those other...
so many... No, and I there are other things...
I was saying the other things that come with that.
Yeah.
The other things that will eventually come.
There is, like, once we have equality for women, I think there's such a huge deluge of things that will change because of that.
And once you start having those conversations in earnest, you can't help but have the other conversations that are equally important that come along.
Agreed.
And I think it was I thought it was a great blog, and I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
And there's a bunch of other stuff up there on knowledgefight.com. Always new postings and whatever.
Absolutely.
You check it out. Also, there's a button that says support the show. If you'd like to support the show, we
you
need
can do
your
that.
Help.
Absolutely.
We do. We need your help.
We genuinely need your help.
And if you could, but also I want to be very clear about this. Don't fucking give us anything you can't afford to give us.
Oh, for God's sake.
We appreciate every donation, but if you can't, and you enjoy the show, that is fucking enough.
Yeah.
We appreciate you just listening and liking it. But if you have money, give it.
Knowledge Fight, : if you got money, give me.
Give me. Soros! Soros, I am for no reason defending you, Soros. Give me money. Also, we're on Twitter, knowledge_fight.
You can email us actually at knowledgefight@gmail.com.
That's true. That's true.
That's something like I've been sending out a bunch of like,
Also, if you want buttons, email us at that email address.
Oh, for sure.
We got buttons to move.
Yeah.
If you want buttons, just send us your address.
Yeah.
And we'll get you
I've been told that,
your girlfriend wants them out.
My new job is to take them to shows I do and try and sell them or just give them away.
Your girlfriend wants them out of the fucking house.
Out. So get them out.
Email address to knowledgefight@gmail.com. We will take care of you, get you a button or two.
Please do.
Also, we're on Facebook.
We are. You can go to iTunes. You can click subscribe.
You can share
an episode.
Jordan,
you can leave a review.
You can do all those things.
You can do all of it.
I feel like the last like two or three episodes, I've chosen the person to say was a piece of shit at the end of the episode, and I feel really guilty about that. And so I would like to give you the honors.
Oh, man.
Who needs to go fucking,
you know what?
Fuck themselves
you know
at the
what?
End of this episode.
On today, of all days, I will tell you who needs to go fuck themselves.
I'm excited that you had to pivot your chair a little bit.
And I'll tell you this. It's the first time. I think it's maybe the first time, and I think it's an important step for our equality. Nancy Pelosi, go fuck yourself.
Fair enough.
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.